massacre. Thank you so much, Asad, for joining us. Really appreciate that. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Mr. John Holmes will be taking you through the afternoon. Could you just wait to be introduced, young man?
Well, you said my name. I thought that was fine.
Is that sort of Pavlovian reaction?
Yeah, it is.
John Holmes is here, everybody.
When I hear my name said like that, I just assume I'm in trouble for something. It was my mother or something. John Holmes. Holmes! What have I done? That's the usual way.
It's a guilty conscience.
Of course
it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's happening on your show?
Oh, well, today there is Hollywood.
Usual rubbish.
Usual rubbish, followed by Hollywood guest action. So Sam Claflin out of off of that film, Me Before You.
Oh, yeah.
And other things will be joining us today.
That film looks really beautiful.
Very good reviews, by all accounts. Yeah. So. And he's good in it, and it's got Thingy out of Game of Thrones in it as well. Thingy.
I'll tell you what, your future as a showbiz correspondent, it just moves
the
pace, doesn't it? John Holmes coming up with his usual rubbish after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm going to be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, top chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Don Wright. Good afternoon then. 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more British police are being sent to the Euros. Reeva Steenkamp's father gives evidence at Pistorius' sentencing. And Led Zepp are due in court.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, Downing Street has announced more British police officers will be sent for the England-Wales match at Euro 2016 after violent clashes. UEFA has given Russia a suspended disqualification, which means they'll be thrown out of the tournament if there's any more fan violence. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, has just updated the Commons.
We don't talk about numbers for operational reasons, but we have police spotters who are the people who are trained to spot potential troublemakers. We're giving some support to the French in post-incident analysis of the CCTV footage, for example.
The father of Reeva Steenkamp has told a court in South Africa Oscar Pistorius must pay for killing her. Barry Steenkamp has been giving evidence at the sentencing hearing for the former athlete. He's been convicted of her murder 3 years ago. He says he wants people to understand what she went through on the day she died.
It's like it happened yesterday. Those split seconds. She must have been in so much fear and pain. That is what I think of all the time. I visualize that I can see it myself.
It's reported a man who shot dead 49 people in a gay club in Orlando at the weekend was a regular there. Several people have also come forward to say Omar Mateen had also been using gay dating apps before the massacre. Chris Phillips, a former head of the National Counter-Terrorism Security Office, says the timing of the attack is important.
Unfortunately, we have a very high terrorist threat. And don't forget, we've also had this call to arms by ISIS, where they've actually said during Ramadan, go and do these kind of things, go and kill. So we all should have been expecting this over the last week and the next two or three weeks of Ramadan.
It comes as the French president, François Hollande, has called the killing of a senior police officer and a man near Paris an act of terrorism. The attacker, who swore allegiance to the Islamic State group, reportedly streamed the murders live on Facebook. And a court in LA is trying to decide whether Led Zeppelin ripped off the famous riff they used in Stairway to Heaven. The band's guitarist Jimmy Page and singer Robert Plant are due to give evidence in the £29 million lawsuit. Lawyers claim the Stairway to Heaven copies music from a song called Taurus, which Wolf wrote in either 1966 or 67.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fairly cloudy with heavy and thundery showers across England and Wales. The most persistent rain in the east and northeast of Scotland. Some sunny spells, particularly in the far north of Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. I tell you what, though, it's bloody hot in here.
It is boiling.
What is with Hartley Brewer's temperature?
I think it's her anger.
Do you think, is it that temperature in here? Or is it just her that heats the room up? I can't tell. But it is too warm, isn't it?
Definitely.
It's unnatural, Victoria. That's what it is.
We've both rolled our sleeves up.
Correct. That's because we mean business. Like Ben does. Is it Ben?
Let's hope so.
Okay. Like someone does. Could be Ben. With the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yay! Good afternoon. Everton have confirmed the appointment of Ronald Koeman as their new manager. The Dutchman has signed a three-year deal after Everton paid £5 million to release him. Southampton and England fullback Ryan Bertrand says he's grateful to Koeman for all he's done for him. Koeman.
Very. I managed to A, get the chance to go down to Southampton, and B, his style of play enabled me to really express myself. And we're here today. Southampton gave me the kind of platform, and he allowed myself to go out there and express myself.
Republic of Ireland manager Martin O'Neill says he's worried about an injury for striker Jonathan Walters. He came off with an Achilles problem during the 1-1 draw with Sweden in their opening Euro 2016 match in Paris yesterday. O'Neill says they'll get an update on Walters later today. Today's live action at the Euros comes from Group F. Austria take on Hungary at 5, while Portugal play Iceland at 8. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray steps up his build-up for Wimbledon today by taking on Frenchman Nicolas Mahou. That's in the Mahou. First round of the Queen's Club Championships. Mahou. That's the latest sports Mahou. News powered by Talk Sports.
Mahou.
Talk Radio.
What do I get?
Sure what to get this lunchtime? Why not live bolder with McDonald's Big Flavour Wraps? Experience the barbecue chicken and bacon one with smoky barbecue sauce, succulent chicken and beechwood smoked bacon in a soft toasted tortilla wrap. Today's $1.99 wrap of the day. Go smoky. From 10:30 a.m, participating restaurants only, rest of range available at regular price.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hey, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. We don't want that, do we?
You'll get a massive head.
Hello on the telephone.
A fundamental part of the human anatomy, John.
It goes back quite a way, doesn't it? At Talk Radio. People travel for this stuff, don't they?
Exactly. I just want the beer. I don't care.
Have you got any level? Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio with a 60-foot-high fighting robot in it. What's the unique character of a British beer? Because it's excellent. And I like a Belgian beer. We do have some tear gas to give away. Then what could be better than some Talk Radio-branded belly buttons gone? You're saying we just don't need them anymore?
Certainly children need them. Babies need them in the room.
If we remove belly buttons, people's bottoms would fall off.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then, good afternoon, and welcome indeed as once more we ride like the wind towards the border of 4 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, and we rush into your day like some Russian football hooligans, except without the organisation, well-preparedness and encouragement from people in positions of responsibility, and the tattoos, of course, except for Victoria. Today on the programme, we'll be holding a vigil in remembrance of those Twitter attacks on Julia Hartley Brewer, as speculation continues as to whether those attacking her on social media just hate Julia Hartley Brewer, are Julia Hartley Brewphobic, or whether their hatred of her is a result of their beliefs. It's still a difficult one to call, and I can't call it because I'm not a member of the Julia Hartley Brewer community. I'm not Julia Hartley Brewer. Good afternoon, then. I am John Holmes instead, and this is your Tuesday afternoon talk radio, 1 till 4 in the afternoon thing. On the programme, then, a quick glance at the scrawled notes on a bit of paper that pass for a show menu in front of me reveals that this is what's coming up on it in this hour. Headline hijack, of course. You'll know if you're a regular listener that the 2pm news is home to all manner of frippery. Not overall, of course. 99% of it is the actual news that Victoria imparts, but a tiny 1% of it is, not to put too fine a point on it, absolute balls. And that's the bit we'd like you to take care of. Make a news story up and lob it like a plastic chair in Marseille, hither and yon, and get it repeated as fact. Fib, fabricate and fake. You can do that on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or, of course, you can use Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Of course, you also find the Lonely Lunch Club on the way this afternoon, throwing open its mouldering pita bread based doors to induct another Lonely What Lunch into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone, if you're having lunch alone for any reason at all, be it at work, in the office, in the staff room, at your desk, just in a corner crying, in your car, wherever you might be lunching alone at home, allow us to rectify that by becoming your friend. We are positively bursting with idle chit-chat. If you'd like to get involved, here's the email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, to get in on that action, and no more will you have to lunch alone. Work experience punditry as well on the way. Today, Cara returns. Cara returns. She brings us TV. And it's especially good because she is work experience, so we don't have to pay her. That's going to happen. That plus the big debate at 3 o'clock. The news in haikus. Obviously, you know by now that if you break the news down into its component form, the news being quite complex, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. So we explain the news to you in that form. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. The Diversity paper review is along as well today. Today, it's a due. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. The people are on the streets, but what do they think? Today, do they think dimples or asparagus? We also reach a friendly foot out of your radio to kick another ailing Kickstarter up the arse to help them reach their target. Today it's a man who wants to build a robot. We discover new unsigned music in 20 Second Showcase. You can win some meat as well before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Choose from a choice of chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. And that'll be in a game of band or religion. And we'll be joined, this is good, we'll be joined finally by the actor and man, star of that Me Before You film that's out now, Sam Claflin, joins us on the programme on Talk Radio, that's right, this afternoon. Ginger Dave is not producing, he's not here. Students, run! Run and be safe! As broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
Bringing all the enthusiasm to the party. Marta is letting the buttons know who's boss.
I'm the boss.
Yep. Victoria is fighting the good news fight.
Obviously.
Yep. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Has been given, well, I'm afraid he's been given a suspended disqualification from the show this afternoon. If he mars it with violence, if you mar this studio with violence
one more time,
then you are out. Now, obviously, in keeping with UEFA's pointless sanctions on Russia, you're still free to kick anyone's face in outside the studio. That's absolutely fine. It's only in here. You. Where there's a threat of disqualification. I'm John Holmes, then. Welcome along. It is your, what day is it? Tuesday afternoon, Talk Radio afternoon thing from Talk Radio. And as Talk Radio's head of music, I demand this.
I was born in a class.
All right, then. That's the noise of... Well, it's obvious. I mean, you don't need me to tell you what that is, do you? I mean, it's pretty bloody obvious. If you know, when presenters, they've the song on, isn't it? And it's obvious what the song is, and then they come on the end and they say, oh, that was... The Rolling Stones there. Those are Rolling Stones on... you're listening to the radio. It's a beautiful day in the sunny capital. Listen to that song. What a great song to listen to in the sun. That's how the DJs speak, isn't it? The Rolling Stones there. Jumping Jack Flash on the radio. Then they do a time check. It's 14 minutes past 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. You're listening to the Talk Radio. Hi there in the afternoons. Ask me why the hell I'm playing that song.
Hi, John.
Hi there, crazy sidekick guy. Do something laughing and you're clapping. Okay, crazy sidekick radio guy. Why am I playing that?
Yeah. John, why are you playing this song?
Oh. Stop that, stupid.
Okay.
Fine. I'm playing it because, of course, it's the Rolling Stones.
So, is it something to do
this
with
this is
rocks?
For the big story this afternoon. The big story, of course, on Talk Radio this afternoon that everybody is talking about.
Stones. What's up with Stones?
It's the Rolling Stones and Jumping Jack Flash.
Jumping Jacks?
No.
Flashing?
No. It's not about Paul Ross.
Rolling.
No, it's because it's got the word gas in it.
Okay, what the song?
Yes.
Okay, what's the story then?
And what would you do with gas? Not that.
Cook.
Yes, what else? Where would you put the gas? Where would you put some gas?
In a canister.
Yeah. Well, yes, but from there?
From there?
Think parties.
Into a balloon?
Yes!
Oh, I've got it!
Hey! And this is a story that everybody is talking about. Shocking story. Parents outraged at Killjoy Council Chief's ban on balloon. They've done... It's a slow news day. It's not a slow news day. I don't even know why this is in the news. But a council have banned balloons now. I tell you what, it's political safety gone mad, this, isn't it?
Don't you think? Absolutely.
Health and correctness.
Yeah.
Gone idiot.
No, there's no freedom anymore.
Listen to this. There's a new rule. Angry parents have slammed a Killjoy council for banning balloons. Worcester City Council have been blasted by local mum, Alison Spencer, 42. This is just another example, she says, of the council acting like killjoys. What is the problem with releasing a few balloons? Children love them, and they can make a birthday special. And she says she understands that they can be dangerous to animals and the risk of fire. But the idea of banning balloons is potty, and the council have said, no, it's not potty. It counts as littering, releasing balloons. Health and safety.
That's fair enough, really.
Gone literally. Anyway, there's anger. We're going to get to... anger.
Don't get me started.
It's health and politics gone correct bad.
Yes.
And we're going to get to the bottom of it. And ask Prodcast, who is through the glass, is going to, as ever, line us up a guest. Who have you going to... Crazy health and safety, Cass. Crazy. It is.
Yeah.
A seething mother.
Can you get that?
Probably. Well, yeah.
You're just going to get whatever you can at first go, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because you always leave it last minute, fine. So...
All right. Cass is going to get us a guest to discuss the deadly balloons, and we'll discuss it next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hit the road to Halfords and make sure your car is prepped for your next summer adventure. Pop in for a free on-the-spot car check and we'll check your battery, bulbs, engine oil, aircon and wiper blades. We'll even top up your screen wash for free. Plus, see all the summer scenery in style with Halfords windscreen chip repair service. We'll fix your chipped windscreen for just £25, giving you the freedom to start your summer journey with a clear view. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Trainport, one stop, get the lot, Trainport.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends in 3 days. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo, £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems in Greater Manchester. If you're currently on the eastbound M56, the slip road from that route onto the M60 is currently closed. That's because of flooding. Delays in Derbyshire on the A38 as you approach the M1 at junction 28. A broken down lorry means that one lane's closed there. Barrier repairs on the M40 in Warwickshire causing significant northbound queues. There's a lane out junction 12 at Gaydon through to the Warwick services. Gloucestershire's eastbound M50 busy past an accident near 2 for Ledbury, and the London Man M3 still queuing towards an accident at junction 2 for the M25. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the next Full Set Breakfast, Paul Ross goes pop. He said he was never going to give you up. He went away, but now he's back with a bang. Rick Astley joins me, Paul Ross, live on the Full Set Breakfast. All that and, blimey, we're spoiling you, Warwick Davis from Harry Potter and Star Wars and a whole lot more.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We do call him Sex Luke now, you're right. That's it's Talk Radio in the... He works in the internet thing. It's Talk Radio... I did it with a lady the other night. Came in the office, told us about it. Hi, Luke. Yeah, three times, apparently. Anyway, so it's just coming up to a time, and before all the big reactions are coming in, Cornelius, I'm sure reactions are coming in on Talk Radio, home of reactions, of course, so you can react in this direction just as these people have.
Yes, where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely has come in from the bit from Family Guy theme, yeah. And Houston, we have a problem has come from the person who discovered Whitney.
Thank you. You're listening to Talk Radio, and it's we're talking about the big story. Which is this, of course, parents outraged at Killjoy Council chiefs for a ban on balloon. It's correctness gone politic mad. And apparently, and this is a story, this is a Worcester Council this time. There's always one council does this, and the ban's a thing. It's angered local mums who want them for the parties, but you can't release balloons now because it's littering, it's going to kill and murder people, the balloon, deadly murderous balloons or something. Probably. Not sure of the details, I haven't really read it. But anyway, on the line to discuss it is a guest that Cass has found. From this note, appears to be the former newsreader and television presenter Selena Scott. Is that right? Hello?
Well, I did say it was going to be a lot of fun and madness. You've got me instead, unfortunately.
Oh, right. Sorry. So who are you?
Silly Scott, the children's entertainer and magician.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, Silly Scott. Where do you practice your entertaining and magicianship?
Down in Hampshire.
Oh, fun. Okay, good. So a long way then from where Worcester Council appears to have banned balloons. What's dangerous about balloons, Scott?
I don't see the big hoo-ha about it, really. I mean, like you say, it's good old-fashioned value, releasing balloons. Next, they'll be banning releasing doves.
Well, yes, but I mean, doves can be trained to peck people, whereas balloons, you know, so, I mean, you make balloon animals, right?
I do make balloon animals.
What's the most dangerous balloon animal you've made?
I make a pretty cool octopus. That gets a big wow, and is a pretty cool thing as well.
Is it life size or?
It's not far off. Actually, as a shameless plug, on my Facebook page, I've got a picture of my octopus there as well. So.
Well, don't Snapchat that to anyone.
So
an octopus. An octopus is a semi-dangerous animal, I suppose. What other animals do you make? Do you make a tiger?
Make dogs, tigers, giraffes, horses.
Honey badger?
I try and say space lace. Badger? No badgers.
Okay.
You do get asked for some crazy things by the kids to be made. I got asked to make an ant the other day. it's not going to happen. I mean, it's just
a giant marauding ant. I mean, this is the problem, Scott, isn't it, though, you see? Because balloons, not necessarily dangerous on their own, but turn them into an animal, vicious. Let me read you this statistic. There are five types of balloon, and they can be violent. They're territorial. One balloon will always... An alpha balloon will always lead, and they should not be approached in the wild when they mate. Google's changed that to... No, that's baboon, isn't it? That's Google's autocorrect. my error there. Look at this other figure, right? Shed some light, if you will. Statistics: 8 million people were killed by balloons last year.
That's crazy. Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I go into the hospitals and make balloons to cheer up the kids and things like that.
Terribly dangerous.
Some certain hospitals are banning balloons, obviously because of latex allergies, things like that. I know it's a little bit of a different thing, but. So you're not going to be able to make balloons anywhere.
They're taking the joy away, aren't they, Scott?
They are. Well, it was quite funny. Once when I went into the local hospital, it was in Southampton Hospital, actually, I had a crazy woman run up to me, going absolutely mental, waving her arms at me, told me to get out of this sort of this area where I was balloon twisting. And they actually put me in this area, I must add. They actually put me and told me where they wanted me to make these balloons.
Yes.
And going on was a latex allergy clinic.
I mean, that's not ideal, is it? But no. what it does do is... Oh, thank God you weren't demonstrating condoms. what it does do, Scott, though, is just show us, doesn't it, the problem that... I mean, this councillor saying that they're very dangerous. I mean, you remember the Hindenburg disaster? I mean, that was just basically a children's party that got out of hand, wasn't it? You know, the humanity.
They can be a bit crazy.
Is the problem due to inflation?
Little balloon joke there.
I'll tell you what.
Another balloon.
Very good. A sort of balloon joke. I mean, balloons are really funny things. They're stupid things. I mean, you give them at birthday parties. Yeah. It's like saying to someone, look, here's a plastic sack or latex sack of my breath. You know, it's just... It's just ridiculous, really, isn't it?
I mean, when you have put it like that, you have also sucked some of the joy out. I mean, if someone went, hey kids, here's a latex sack full of my breath. I mean, you're right. Yeah, but if you break it down to its purest form, balloons are horrible, aren't they?
Well, I sort of tell the parents no balloons in a party. I try and say that, or if they have them, they have to have them up out of the way. Because if you get a balloon on the floor, then kids just want to play keepy-uppy for 2 hours, and I do nothing. So you can't compete with a balloon, unfortunately.
Let me tell you about this as well. This is partly the this isn't the first time a councillor's banned balloons. You probably remember this from the news. This was it Sheffield Council, I think it was. Because this goes in with the conspiracy theory argument. There's various conspiracies who are saying that Worcester have only banned balloons because they want to take ownership of all balloons. They're saying that the public can't have them and they want the balloons. And the reason for that is that, and it's a case of, it's kind of this modern Big Brother is watching you, sort of everyone being observed in society thing, Scott. Because Sheffield Council, as you know, this was in the news last year, now operates from their town hall, which is suspended above Sheffield, like in the film Up, high above the town. And they watch the citizens from up there. They've got all the balloons, Scott. And, you know, this is a slippery slope, is it not?
It is. I mean, if that's the way it's going, then I could be out of a job soon then.
No, you're going to have to turn other things into animals. What other things could you manipulate into the form of a creature?
Well, you were saying about you don't want to go into a. there's other things you can inflate,
yeah,
but it won't go down too well at kids' parties.
The condoms, it wouldn't go down too well.
There's an amazing video condom or an advert they put out, didn't they? And they actually made two balloon dogs out of condoms, and you could only squeak in. That was a pretty crazy. I think it got banned, that advert. So there's another thing that's banned for balloons.
Yeah, balloon condom advert dog manipulation. I mean, it's political correctness gone mad, isn't it, Scott?
It is, yeah. I don't agree with it at all.
No. What else? I mean, I'm thinking what else you could manipulate. I mean, Right, if you got the corpse of a dead animal, right? I mean, you know, you mentioned an octopus, let's go with that, right? And then you hollowed it out, but then inflated. You got some helium from, like, Clinton's or somewhere, thing, and you put the nozzle, right? In a dead animal's anus, right? And then you inflated it. It would float, wouldn't it? The principle's the same. You could float a dead animal tethered with twine, right?
Well, they don't have to be dead. You know, when people were kids, and it was a myth. I mean, I can say I've never done it myself, but yeah. You could actually blow up a frog. because when they croak, they blow up, and you can actually. Blow up a frog, you know, not blow it up as in explode it, but blow
no,
it up.
No, you're not talking frog terrorism here, are we? No, we're talking...
No.
It's not a suicide frog.
No, we don't want to go into that.
No. Good. Thank you for talking to us. That's the former television presenter Selena Scott there, now working as a children's entertainer. You'll find Facebook. He's on Facebook.
Facebook. Silly Scott.
Silly Scott.
Silly Scott.
And you can see his giant children's octopus. So that's nice. If you've got an opinion on the danger of balloons, then we do want to hear from you this afternoon. What do you think about balloons? Should we like the council, ban them? Should we use live frogs instead of balloons, inflating them with helium? What's your opinion? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
More British police officers trained in football disorder being deployed to France ahead of the Wales match. French authorities made the request after violent clashes in Marseille over the weekend involving English and Russian supporters. Russia has been given a suspended disqualification from Euro 2016. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, has called on fans to behave.
Mr. Speaker, I am confident all the measures we in the French are taking will help, but I would conclude by echoing the England captain and manager who've urged fans to stay out of trouble. The penalties for individuals and for the teams they support could be severe if there is more violence in the days ahead.
Reeva Steenkamp's father says he's forgiven Oscar Pistorius for murdering his daughter, but he believes he must pay for his crime. Barry Steenkamp has been giving evidence at the sentencing hearing for the athlete. Reports suggest the Orlando gunman was a regular at the gay club where he killed 49 people. Several people have come forward to say 29-year-old Omar Mateen had been using gay dating apps before the attack over the weekend. A man who murdered a French policeman and his wife in their home near Paris last night pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group before carrying out the killing. French officials say he posted a video of the murders on Facebook last night. And a court in LA is trying to decide whether Led Zeppelin ripped off the riff they used in Stairway to Heaven. The band's guitarist and singer are named as defendants in a lawsuit brought by a trustee of the late guitarist Randy Wolfe. The weather fairly cloudy with heavy thundery showers across England and Wales. The more persistent rain in east and the northeast of Scotland. Some sunny spells, particularly in the far north of Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
I wonder if you could make a Randy Wolf out of balloons. I was talking of various balloon animals. I wonder how you'd fashion a Randy Wolf.
Best not to speculate.
You'd need an extra balloon.
You would, actually. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I think Victoria said it was best not to speculate. No, you have.
Sorry.
Apologise to everybody for that.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Right, OK, 1:33. Lonely Lunch Club on the way in this half an hour, by the way. If you're lunching alone, then why not get in touch and we will make your lunchtime... Well, I won't use the word better, but certainly fewer lonely. You can do it via email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Headline Hijack also on the way.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, we will and have, because your reactions have been coming into the studio following the big balloon story. This is, of course, that Worcester Council are banning balloons. On the line, we spoke to the former television presenteress, Selina Scott, who is now a children's entertainer called Silly Scott, down in Hampshire, and he was saying that he once made a balloon octopus which children liked, and if that ban comes in, there will be no more balloon octopi. Is that what you want? Because the council say that releasing balloons is dangerous. Balloons are dangerous. It's littering. This all stems, of course, as I say, from the Hindenburg disaster, which was just a children's party that got out of hand. A lot of reactions coming in, Cornelius, I understand.
Yes, lots coming in. Yeah. Great to hear Silly Scott finally talking some sense has come from a two-year-old who went to one of his birthday parties. Yeah. And Liam... Liam said all this talk about what makes balloons flow, I think it's just a bunch of hot air.
Yeah, I thought you just tweeted a laugh. I thought you'd go, he.
No, it's Liam. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it now. Councils banning things, John. This is just the tip of the iceberg, because, of course, the council, I think it was at Kent, who banned the tips of icebergs recently.
Yeah.
Other things councils have banned: Christmas, chairs, foreplay. Hampshire County Council recently banned cushions, saying that they were abhorrent and the work of the devil. Zebras, John, what about balloon zebras? Are we allowed those? After all, zebras are a safe animal. They've even got a crossing named after them. See also pelicans. What about these Russian hooligans tooled up with balloons, John? Mm. You know, that shows you that they're dangerous. And by the way, speaking of Russian hooligans, today's texting, which we'll get to very shortly, is your ways, please, of making Russian hooligans safe. We'll be doing that in about 20 minutes. So if you've got any ideas or ways to make Russian hooligans safe, then you can start getting those in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
SYMWAWYL.
The film Up, John, should be banned as a video nasty. Right, thank you very much for those. Keep your reactions coming. Of course, that's the point of the talk radio, isn't it? At 2 o'clock, though, there will be the news, and it will be spaked by Victoria. Now, most of it, as you well know, is the truth. 99% of that news will be true. 1%, though, in the 2 o'clock bulletin will be a lie. It's a made-up news story. We'd like you to make it up. And that is the nature of Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme, but might well be back into the office or wherever at 2 o'clock. Switch the radio on, hear the news, believe it, and thus, having not heard this bit, also believe the news lie. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
I need to shout. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the
word lie. This has come in. The government have announced there's to be another big digital switchover across the country, this time for clocks, of course. The sale of analogue clocks is slowly going to be phased out over a number of months, and landmark clocks such as Big Ben will be converted by the end of the year. The bell, the famous bell, will be replaced by a beeping digital-style alarm. That has come in from Laura this afternoon. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, reports are coming out of Marseille, according to Terence, that the Russian hooligans that stormed the English fan section on Saturday are still there in the stadium and are refusing to leave, claiming that they've annexed that area and it now belongs to the Russian state.
It's typical Russians.
Yeah, classic.
Classic Russian. A study has shown that middle-class families have less, fewer financial sustainability than they did 10 years ago. One report suggested a decrease increase in the sale of Marks & Spencer dine-in for £2 for £10 meal deals are thought to have been a contributing factor for that. That's coming from Alan this afternoon. And members of Parliament are taking part in a charity fundraiser where their constituents can bid to put their local MP under a lie detector test. This process will also be made into a television show hosted by Jeremy Kyle, who will reveal the results in front of a live studio audience. There is 20 minutes to go until 2 o'clock. That means you have 20 minutes to get your made-up news stories to us for today's headline hijack. And you can do it on that aforementioned number, which is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Still to come on the programme, you can win some meat today in a game of band or religion. Is it the name of a band? Or is it the name of a sometimes obscure, but genuine, religion? You can win chicken, beef or lamb, but if your religion won't allow you to eat any of those things, there's also a box of organic veg that we give away because we're not racist. So that's coming up today in a game of band of religion. There will also be a diversity paper review as we're joined by Johnny, who is a Jew, going through the papers. We'll find out what the people think on the streets. Do they think today dimples or asparagus? Plus, of course, the news in haikus. And Sam Claflin, out of Hollywood, joins us as our guest on Talk Radio this Tuesday afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 100mm extra therm pitch roof insulation for only £26.49, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Problems in Greater Manchester. If you're currently on the eastbound M56, the slip road from that route onto the M60 is currently closed. That's because of flooding. Delays in Derbyshire on the A38 as you approach the M1 at junction 28. A broken down lorry means that one lane's closed there. Barrier repairs on the M40 in Warwickshire causing significant northbound queues. There's a lane out junction 12 at Gaydon through to the Warwick services. Gloucestershire's eastbound M50 busy past an accident near 2 for Ledbury, and the London Man M3 still queuing towards an accident at junction 2 for the M25. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, you know, the news is very complicated, isn't it? I mean, there's not really a day goes by when you... when you sort of look at the news, you think, oh, it's very, very complex. I don't know whether you've seen any of the news today, Cornelius.
Oh, John.
I mean, there's a lot of it about, but I don't know
whether,
caught, you know, one of your, well, I was going to say one of your good eyes, but neither of them are particularly good, are they? Both looking in opposite directions like that creature from Ice Age.
Yeah, right.
Crossed with Russell Howard, crossed with the actor Marty Feldman.
I actually noosed the bed last night.
You didn't?
Yeah.
How old are you?
23.
23 and you're still using the bed?
Yeah.
God, what did your mum change the sheets?
No. I just slept in it. Slept in the news.
It dries
woke
out.
Woke up smelling of headlines.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. You should drink less news.
Yeah.
You should drink fewer news.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of your incontinent news. Because it's quite... It's quite complicated, though, isn't it?
John, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, that's fine, because you don't need to anymore, because this is where we explain the news to you by breaking it down into its simplest, its very simplest of components. And that, of course, when you do break the news down, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables is all it takes to explain the news. Here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, it's the news in haikus.
Lace star admits fraud. Aga do 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 give your mother's maiden name.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Once more, we throw open the mouldering pit of red doors that herald the entrance to the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is Talk Radio's Lonely Lunch Club. If you are lunching alone, if you are eating solo, then we want to hear from you. Get onto the list of the Lonely Lunch Clubbers. Become inducted into that Hall of Despair by emailing this. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. The idea, of course, being is that you do not spend lunch alone. You are no longer a lonely what lunch. We will be, for a few minutes at least, your virtual friend and colleague attempting to... we are full of chat, you see. We're stacked with idle chit-chat of the slightly awkward kind you'd have with a colleague at work that you don't know that well, but accidentally meet in the kitchen near the kettle by both heading towards it at the same time and then forced into some kind of awkward bit of conversation. It's that, but on the radio. On the telephone now, who's hoping to have his lunch made fewer lonely, is John. Hello, John.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, very well, thank you, John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm just eating my bagel, and yeah, I'm all alone, so...
Yeah, bagel. What sort of bagel? What's in your bagel?
I just got a bit of ham in it.
Bit of ham.
Nothing big.
No, it's a strong choice, though, isn't it? I mean, you know, the ham is a solid... You can depend on it, John.
It fills you up. Yeah, I mean, I think it's simple, but still quite tasty.
Yeah, good. Simple, effective... lunch there. Why are you alone at this time, John?
Well, I've got about a week and a half off before I start my new job, so I'm just sort of enjoying like the last bit of freedom I'll have before I start working forever.
Okay, and the the inevitable question is coming, isn't it? The inevitable bit of chat there. So great, starting a new job. What's the job?
Well, I've been training to be a police officer, so I just had my passing out parade on Sunday. So, yeah, I just got about a week and a half before I start my first shift.
Oh, police officer eating ham. Right. Eating ham.
Oh, the jokes.
Yeah. It's cannibalism.
At least it's not bacon, though.
It's cannibalism. Sorry. Excellent news. No, so good. Okay, so how long was the training? I mean, I don't know how long it takes to train to be a policeman.
Mine was like a condensed version, so it was only 5 weeks, but we just, like, learned about loads of legislation, did a few, like, combat techniques, self-defence, stuff like that. So it was good fun. I enjoyed the guys in my course, so...
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it now.
5 weeks seems a very short amount of time, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. There's like a 13-week course for like the regulars, but I'll be sort of part-time.
Right.
So it's a lot of learning on the job.
Yeah, okay. So job. All right, fine. So in terms of legislation, I mean, did you go into this sort of cold? I mean, did you? Is it something you've always wanted to do, so yeah, you knew about it? Or, I mean, what led you into the...
Well, I mean, I've always sort of wanted to be a police officer, but I didn't know too much about the legislation. So it was like a lot of stuff was thrown onto you about the difference between theft and burglary. And I mean, it could get a little bit boring, but I don't know, the teachers are really good. They made it fairly entertaining. I'm not gonna bore you with it. But
well, I am interested in the difference between theft and burglary. What is the difference between theft?
Oh, man,
and
do you know what? I can't even remember now.
Well, I hope I don't get arrested by you for theft and or burglary, yeah, then, is all I'm going to suggest there.
No, I think... Oh, hang on. I might be absolutely wrong here, but burglary, well, yeah, you've got to be inside the house, inside a dwelling you've not got permission to be in.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then it's sort of combined with theft, but the only difference is you've got to be inside a dwelling that you're not allowed to be.
Yeah. Right, fine.
So that's,
I have to say, yeah, the quality of your phone call there, you do sound like you're on a police radio, so already...
yeah, I'm just getting used to it.
Yeah, yeah. Just can you give me some police talk? Give me a sort of, you know, a bit of the alphabet, you know, the Charlie Tango.
Okay, so give me a bit of that. Like, so if there's a burglary in progress, I'll be like, 5126 Sleema X-ray, got a burglary in process, maybe you need some backup.
It sounds like he's coming from a police car. This is great. I love this.
Good. All right. Okay. Well, I can see you passed that bit of the course. Did you have to learn? Yeah. Do you have to learn the what's it? Is it not phonetic alphabet? Is it? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Phonetic alphabet.
What are they? Do you have to learn all of that?
Yeah, you're supposed to. I mean, I used to be in the air cadets way back when, so
you knew it. Anyway.
Yeah, it came back to me fairly easily.
I once, this is no word of a lie, John, I once was driving, minding my own business, down, well, I'll be specific with you, the A2, right? And in front of me, in Kent, and in front of me was an obvious drunk driver, right? Weaving all over the road, okay? It was quite late at night, all over the road, and I thought, well, that's clearly a danger, as it sort of ricocheted off a bit of, you know, side of the road. So I thought, well, I'll phone the police, because, you know, what else are you supposed to do in that situation? I can't just leave him. So I've phoned the police, hands-free, obviously, and I thought, and by doing it, I felt like I was in a bit of a police chase, because you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And I phoned the police, and I said, look, I said, there's a guy in front driving, who seems to be very drunk, you know, and I'm just reporting it, and they said, okay, follow him.
No.
Yeah, seriously, because they said, until we can get a car to your location, follow this drunk driver, at a safe distance, sir. And then they said, and I thought, this is great. It's like I'm in the bill. And they said, what's his registration number? And I went, confident, obviously, I went, Hotel Romeo 89er. P-J-K. Because I just didn't know any more of it. So I sort of tailed off there.
You didn't even say the actual number plate. You just said the letters that you did know. Sound like.
It wasn't his number plate at all. Yeah. I only knew that. But anyway.
Sounded great for the first half.
Well, exactly, yeah. But I was dead. But then what happened was, he carried on driving and I followed him. But then it had gone really out of my way.
Oh, no.
And I'd got an early start and I thought, I've told them. And I said, look, you know, I've left him there, right? He's on that road, you find him. I thought, well, it's not my responsibility after that, is it?
Yeah.
I've done my public duty, John.
So thought, you did, yeah. Very well done.
So, you know, and he went on to kill 12. But, you know, that's fine. He didn't. He didn't. He did not. He did not, by the way. He did not.
Oh, that's good.
Made that very
clear. Did that not give you a taste to want to join up as well?
Well, I'll tell you another thing. When I was a child, I'm told by my parents that all I wanted to do was be a policeman. That's why it was a big thing. And my dad's issue was this. They're quite tall, he said to me, my dad. My own father, right? So then, because I didn't notice the difference, bear in mind I was about five, and I didn't notice the difference, I proclaimed to my family that I wanted to be, because I'd looked at it, a store detective.
What's that?
Because I thought, you know, it had the word detective in it, and just because it involves standing by the...
You mean a security guard for, like, Primark?
Yeah. No, Colin, I mean a store detective. That's what it's called. It was. But, of course, there's not much detecting involved in just grabbing hoodie youths as they steal flammable budget clothes off a rail.
I get the feeling that those sort of guys, they're, like, waiting for something to happen. It just looks like...
so boring. They're just like, yes, shoplifter, let's get him.
They don't need to know the phonetic alphabet, do they?
No, I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe there's some intense Primark training that we don't know about.
Okay. If there is, it probably wouldn't take as long as 5 weeks. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, probably not.
Listen, I've enjoyed this. Mm. I've enjoyed this chat, John. It's a worthy. And so, did you say you start in a week and a half?
Yeah, but I think my first shift's next Thursday. So, yeah.
And whereabouts are you going to be stationed? If that's
I'm
what
be in Lambeth.
In Lambeth.
Yeah,
well, that's around here.
Yeah, it's not far away, is it?
I'll come say hi.
Yeah, if anyone commits an atrocity.
We'll let you know. We'll text you.
You know, Julie Hartley Brewer's programme, that kind of thing. I'll put them your way. John, pleasure talking to you. Good luck with the new job. That is John. He is the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. He's lunching alone, but he wasn't lunching alone because we had chit and we also had chat. If you are lunching alone, then you can get in touch with us and get on the list to enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Get into the Lonely Lunch Club. Lonely Lunch at alradio.co.uk, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, football hooliganism. A bit like Jeremy Vine, roughly changing gears between subjects. You know, if you ever listen to Jeremy Vine on Radio 2, he's master of the subject to gear change. Madeley used to do it on This Morning with Richard and Judy as well. And it's like Jeremy Vine goes from, oh, let's talk about clowns. Oh, we've got a clown on the phone. Oh, clowns, they're funny. Clowns, have got custard pie. And now cancer. He drops his voice an octave, doesn't he? Yeah. To change this. So I felt like I should do that there. Oh, policeman! Happy hooliganism. So I consider I've done that. Anyway, look, Russia. Russia, as we know, the breaking news this afternoon is that certain sanctions, UEFA have put certain sanctions on Russia following the violence in Marseille. And there's, of course, going to be Russian and English supporters in Lille from tomorrow, as they're both teams are playing matches in the area. So. And the sanction, I think I'm right in saying, is that if there is violence inside the ground, Russian are going to be disqualified. So they've got a suspended disqualification and a fine. And many people saying that what's the point in just having this threat for inside the ground when a lot of the violence happens outside the ground? And UEFA said there's not a responsibility. If I say it is your responsibility. Anyway, arguments on both sides, we understand. But this afternoon, with your help, we are going to make Russian hooliganism safer. If you've got a suggestion on how to do this, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a suggestion how to do this.
Right, Gareth White's already texted in saying, good morning, John. Hashtag text topic. simply give the Russian hooligans balloons.
Yeah, wow.
Balloonigans, we'll call them. And by the very... If they all have to actually hold... You know when you tie a balloon around a child's wrist?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? If the... hooligans were all made to have balloons tied around their wrists, multicoloured.
Yeah.
Then it would bring the mood happier, wouldn't it?
It would also be more difficult to throw a punch as well.
And or a plastic
resistance.
Chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the balloon, you're right. So that's an excellent idea from Gareth, starting us off there. Other ideas that are coming in. How do you stop Russian, because it is just them, Russian hooliganism? Well, John, quite simply, you coat the segregation fences in polonium, and that's coming from Vladimir there. Good idea. What have you got, Cornelius?
I reckon they should just remove the ball from the game. This means that no team will win or lose,
yes.
And then the fans won't get angry.
Who's that come from?
That's coming from me.
Excellent. Good. John, this is the safe hooligan, hashtag text topic, hashtag safe hooliganism. And this just doesn't apply to just Russians, by the way. This applies to... Because a lot of violence happens in bars where they're screening the football.
Yeah,
am I
yeah.
right?
Yeah, sort of. Or just put any bars before the game. Yeah, but, the game, you know.
But, you know, and these people hanging out in bars. Yeah, so what you do is you remove... You close the bars and the pubs, right? And you screen the matches instead in a Build-A-Bear workshop. And I'll tell you why, because no one can enter a Build-A-Bear workshop without feeling happy, right? Because there's fluff everywhere and saggy bears waiting to be stuffed, right? And that's a nice atmosphere. It's not the violent atmosphere of a pub, is it?
Well, no. Also,
it's a Build-A-Bear workshop.
Also, if
no
does,
one's going to fight in there.
Yeah, if it does kick off, people are just going to be throwing teddies at each other, and it'll be fun. It'll be lovely.
It's more or less like a sort of bear-based pillow fight.
Yeah, exactly.
So, your suggestions, please, on how to make Russian hooligans safer, or football in general, hooliganism safer, on the terraces and beyond. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Somebody's got a made-up news story that's got into the news at 2 o'clock to fool those who have only just tuned in. What is the made-up news story? Well, who's it? Not what is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Because Victoria will be reading it out as headline hijack. Who's got it in today?
Why, it is Captain Martin.
Right.
That's his Twitter.
Twitter. Captain Martin, do we know where he's from?
Yeah, he's from Portsmouth.
Okay. Captain Martin in Portsmouth, congratulations. Your made-up news story will be in the news, which is next. It's Talk Radio on a Tuesday afternoon. Next, we have television reviews in work experience punditry. Cara joins us. Plus, don't forget, you can win some meat, some beef, some chicken, some lamb, or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. In a game of band or religion. All to come this afternoon.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat,
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
I mean, good advice, that advert, but it hasn't prevented us from carrying on. It's just gone 2 o'clock then on a Tuesday. Look, here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the UK will send extra police to the Euros. France attack add a hit list of targets. And Reeva Steenkamp's father says Pistorius must pay for his crime.
Talk Radio.
The Culture Secretary John Whittingdale has called on Russia's sports minister to work together on a peaceful outcome for Euro 2016. Russia has been given a suspended disqualification and could be thrown out of the tournament if there's a repeat of fan violence. Extra police are also being sent from the UK. But Shadow Home Secretary Andy Burnham says England fans must act responsibly as well.
What is needed now more than anything is honesty and cool heads on all sides. Many England fans were clearly the victims of violent extremists and poor security, but nor is it acceptable to march into someone else's town singing provocative songs about the Second World War and launching bottles at police.
A French prosecutor says an attacker who killed a police chief and his partner last night had a hit list of VIPs. They've called it a terrorist attack and have revealed the couple's three-year-old son was also taken hostage at their home near Paris. We've translated Francois Molin's update on the investigation.
within the house obtain a list of targets mentioning personalities or professions, rappers, journalists, police officers, people well known by the public. There were three phones that were grabbed, three knives, and one knife full of blood.
Larossi Abala, who'd pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group, was killed in the three-hour police operation. The man behind America's worst mass shooting was reportedly a regular at the gay club where he killed 49 people. Several people have also come forward to say Omar Mateen had been using gay dating apps before the massacre in Orlando. Reeva Steenkamp's father has told a court he forgives Oscar Pistorius for killing his daughter, but he must pay for his crime. Barry Steenkamp fought back tears as he spoke at the athlete's sentencing for the murder of the model 3 years ago. He appealed to the judge to let people see the injuries on Reeva's body after she was shot.
What I would like the world to see are the wounds inflicted onto Reeva and the pain that she must have gone through.
And Matt Lucas is returning to Doctor Who for a new series. The comedian who starred in last year's Christmas Day special will appear for the opening episode of Series 10, which starts filming in Cardiff next week.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fairly cloudy with heavy and thundery showers across England and Wales. The more persistent rain in the east and northeast of Scotland. Some sunny spells, particularly in the far north of Scotland, highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. And here's Ben. Is it? It's Ben. It's got to be. It's Ben.
It will be.
It's Ben with his pre-recorded news he pretends isn't.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Everton have confirmed the appointment of Ronald Koeman as their new manager. The Dutchman has signed a three-year deal after Everton paid £5 million to release him. Southampton and England fullback Ryan Bertrand says he's grateful to Koeman for all he's done for him.
I managed to get the chance to go down to Southampton, and be his style of play enabled me to really express myself. Well, here's a day. Southampton gave me the kind of platform, and he allowed myself to go out there and express myself.
Republic of Ireland manager Martin O'Neill says he's worried about an injury for striker Jonathan Walters. He came off with an Achilles problem during the 1-1 draw with Sweden in their opening Euro 2016 match in Paris yesterday. O'Neill says they'll get an update on Walters later today. Today's live action at the Euros comes from Group F. Austria take on Hungary at 5, while Portugal play Iceland at 8. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray steps up his build-up for Wimbledon today by taking on Frenchman Nicolas Mahou.
That's
in the first round
iPad
of the Queen's Club Championships. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
And finally, the Transport Secretary, Patrick McLaughlin, has revealed that the new HS2 rail will have the world's first looped inversion on a segment of the track. The route will be optional whether to avoid the loop or not, but it's thought it will be a first for domestic rail lines.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Work experience punditry next.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
Change forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right then. Tuesday afternoon Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And don't forget, on the programme today, before 4 o'clock, we will be giving away a wall chart of all of Euro 2016 hooligan clashes. There was Russia versus England, of course. That was on the terraces in Marseille on Saturday. The next fixture is Russia versus England again in Lille over the next couple of days. All the clashes for you to tick on the Euro 2016 Talk Radio hooligan clash wall chart includes collectible stickers of Russian politicians egging the thugs on, and a bonus poster of UEFA's utterly ineffectual and limp actions regarding a minimal fine and suspended disqualification. Still, let's be honest, it's not like Russian sport to be corrupt and mired in controversy, is it? The Euro 2016 Talk Radio hooligan clash wall chart, only from Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Work experience punditry. with Cara. She's back. She brings with television, it's work experience. Cara, hello, Cara.
Hello, John.
And the beauty of this, of course, is that it's training the next generation of critics, of broadcasters and of pundits. And that's us doing the industry a favour. But the main reason is that being work experience, we don't have to pay them. Television is Tuesday. Cara's got it. Hi, what have you got?
Hello.
Hi.
So first, I watched The Disappearance, which is a French thriller. So it's all in French, so it's all in subtitles.
Yes.
So if you can't put up with that, then, you know, stop listening. But so this was...
Well, there are subtitles on this. I mean, you could keep, technically, you could keep listening to this.
Oh, you could, yeah.
I mean, unless you're about to do it in French.
Oh, no.
Okay, fine.
So there are 6 out of 8 episodes on iPlayer so far, and I just watched the first one.
Right.
So it is a thriller about a girl who goes out to a festival for her birthday and doesn't come back the next morning. The first episode follows her parents the next day or two as they try to figure out what to do and trace her movements of the night before. And it starts with kind of small tensions between her and her mum as she's getting ready for the festival and she goes out with her brother and cousin and who are meant to bring her home. And you get the feeling that it's not going to be the best birthday ever and she seems quite rebellious. There are a few shots of her at the festival and then it skips to the next morning where you are cleverly transported to the position of the parents. Previously, the audience are in Leah's position, the girl, but now her parents are waiting for her and the audience know nothing of the previous night's events either. There are lots of good shots of time changing. So, for example, you see crowds of people at the festival and then suddenly you see an empty field with rubbish on and they use this throughout the next day as the parents wait for Leah and you just, you know, watch it over the course of the day as it goes on and she still hasn't returned home. So what I thought was shown well was the reality of that kind of day for a parent as disappointment with their daughter turned into worry and later anger and upset. But I did think that it was odd that there was no crying until about half an hour in. In some ways...
I think that about most programmes, if I'm honest.
In some ways, this was good, because it showed that there was never really any time to panic. It was based in Lyon, and they just kept running around, they're kind of just chasing her story and asking people where she was.
Mm.
But I found myself asking what the mum finally asked, which was, why is everyone so calm? and it was all quite sedate at that point. So
it's a French maid,
yeah.
Presumably.
Yes.
I wasn't asking you, Cornelius.
Did you watch it?
Heard about it when you told me you were going to watch it, so I looked it up.
Do we have a clip of this?
Yeah.
Do we? Excellent. Let's have a clip of the... What's it called?
The Disappearance.
Qu'est-ce qu'elle fout là?
Je sais pas, elle a dû la paumer quand j'ai accompagné chez
elle. Mais c'est ma gueule!
C'est pas Bruno, c'est sa femme! Allez, arrête! Putain, Léa! Ok, j'ai couché avec Chris plus de fois, voilà! Léa, putain, je t'aime, tout de suite!
Mon amour de merde, j'en veux pas, tu comprends ça? Ce sera jamais assez!
I'll be honest, I could have done with subtitles.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what bit of the clip, what bit that was.
I mean, we didn't learn a lot from that. I mean, I'm glad we had a clip of it, though.
Yeah.
Really brought something to the review,
you get a feel
it?
For the vibe of it.
Is it sort of... Because obviously the big success over the recent years has been the sort of Nordic sort of dramas. And
yes.
Is it sort of in that vein? Is that kind of what we're looking at?
Yes, I think... I only watched the first episode, but at the moment it was... it wasn't quite exciting enough to be called a thriller yet. I get the feeling that because there's 8 episodes, it's going to get a lot more exciting.
Yeah.
But it was quite sedate. There was no chases. And it was nice because it was about parenthood almost more. It was them finding their daughter. And the detective also has a young daughter. And that kind of plays into why he's interested in the case.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I accidentally saw about 10 minutes of it at the weekend.
Oh, dear.
Because it was my dad's birthday. Those two things are connected. Yeah. Bear with me. I didn't get him 10 minutes of that drama as a present. That's not what happened.
Is that how much of your presents he's allowed?
That's right, just 10 minutes. No, but I was at my mum watches it. Is watching it, so it was just on.
Mm.
And I deliberately didn't watch it in case I ever watch it, because you know you don't want to watch.
Yeah.
Watch episode 4 or something. You don't want to be coming in at that, do you?
No.
So I was. I kind of got some of the vibe of it, but I was deliberately ignoring.
What does your mum think of it?
She really likes it. Mm. Yeah. She thinks it's very good. And I think like. She, like you, because I said, you know, she said it started quite slow, but it picks up.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I am definitely going to watch it, watch the next episode. So.
But she likes that kind of, thing, my mum.
Yeah.
My dad more or less ignored it as well, I think. It was just on. All right, that's The Disappeared.
Disappearance.
Beg your pardon.
The gerund.
Yes. Okay, fine. What are we going to be talking about next?
So next, it's a bit of a darker turn, sorry.
What, than a disappeared person? How much darker can you get, Cara?
Making it...
Where are you taking us?
Non-fiction.
Oh, God.
So next, I watched Killer Women with Piers Morgan.
Well, like Piers Morgan in anything is darker than most things, isn't it, to be honest?
So this was on ITV. It was actually on the 18th of May at 9 p.m, but it's still on ITV Player.
Yep.
So this was not a light watch, and I rather regretted not watching the nation's favourite Disney song. But anyway...
With Piers Morgan.
It's a documentary series where Piers Morgan meets and interviews convicted murderers and the witnesses and people who were involved at the time. And it started with a case of a woman in Texas who was sentenced to life for killing her daughter because of the witness statement of her 7-year-old son. And they showed a clip of him in court as he explained his drawing of his mum drowning his sister. And Piers Morgan spoke to this woman in prison who claimed her innocence, and he asked her questions about whether she loved her children and to recount her tale of events and how she feels about her son now. And it was tragic because there were many sides to the story, many who believed the boy was lying and that it was an accident, and it was his testimony that was the pivotal reason that she got locked up.
So does the programme exist in terms of it's one of those things where it's an investigation of what could be rough justice then? Is it Piers Morgan is saying this could be innocent, we don't know all the, you know...
Yes, I didn't think that at first, but it became like that.
I see.
Yes.
But Piers Morgan putting himself forward as the great justice campaigner of...
Yeah, it was investigative, that kind of vibe. And the structure was incredibly moving. Piers Morgan was calm and he listened to each person who was involved, and he didn't try to push one view or the other. He did ask the questions that you wanted him to ask to, you know, women who have been convicted of doing awful things.
I actually think Piers Morgan, and much as maligned though he is actually quite a good interviewer. I've seen him interview a number of people at the time. He's a very astute and smart interviewer, I think, and can draw stuff out of people very well. I mean, there's famous... When was that chat show he had? Kind of chat show, but it was a one-to-one. When he made Gordon Brown cry or something.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called.
But yeah, he's got that. He can do that with people. And for that, I think he's very good at that.
Definitely. That came out that he'd done a bit of background research and he knew what people wanted to know.
Doesn't stop him being a git, obviously, but overall he's he can draw that sort of stuff out of, much like I'm doing now, I think, in many ways. He's sort of drawing the information out of Cara.
You're gonna make me cry.
Well, time is, you know, it's not over yet.
So it's not a program to watch late at night or just before you go out to a party, but it was well made and involving of your emotions.
Okay, do we have a clip of it?
I think so.
Okay, yes. Let's have a couple of clips of that then.
An Estill woman is in the Holmes County Jail tonight, charged with killing her own daughter. At least one witness says they saw Lewis pushing the little girl underwater. Lewis has reportedly denied she killed her own child. She is due in court tomorrow morning for a bond hearing.
Amanda was a single mum, a care worker on night shifts. She was just 27 when Adriana died.
I thought I had a good...
It's kind of a zeitgeist is the wrong word, but there's kind of a run of these kind of programmes now, isn't there? So it started off, I guess, with Serial as the podcast about miscarriages of justice.
Yeah.
And then there was the Making a Murderer on Netflix. So I guess that's the sort of bandwagon area that we're in, isn't it? Because people are fascinated by this
stuff. And this is a series. That was just one episode, so yes.
That's not a series then, is it?
It's a one-off.
Oh, is it a one-off?
Well, if it's a series, there's one episode.
Maybe it was one. Okay, I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe it was a pilot episode, Cara. And there'll be more coming. I don't know. Anyway, look, there's more. You've got more, right?
Yes, one more.
Good. Right, we'll talk more telly things with Cara next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile, sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in.
Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 780 by 980mm Axis 90 centre pivot roof window for only £99, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
A breakdown on Cheshire's northbound M6 causing delays towards 18 for the middle of which. And if you're heading south through the West Midlands, it's a breakdown causing significant queues from 11A at the M6 toll down to 9 for Wensbury. Flooding on the M5 in the West Midlands causing north and southbound congestion as you make your way to and from its link with the M6. The M14 Warwickshire is struggling north towards the Warwick services because of barrier repair works. Hertfordshire's northbound M1 slow towards an accident near Junction 7 at Hemel Hempstead, and in Conwy the A470 in Mainland's blocked by an accident near Mainland Abbey. I'm Joanna Adams.
Cafe Annabelle has been open for a year now. I named it after my daughter. Things started slowly, but once people tried our coffee, we began to do really well. Then disaster struck. The espresso machine, my single biggest purchase, gave up. Fortunately, I got a loan from Lloyds Bank so I could order a new one before people got a taste for our rival's coffee. It's not as good as ours, by the way.
Sometimes small businesses need cash to solve unexpected problems. That's why Lloyds Bank approve 8 out of 10 business loans and overdrafts. Lloyds Bank. Whatever your next step, we'll be by your side. Lloyds Bank. All lending is subject to status. 8 out of 10 relates to loans and overdrafts in the period November 2013 to March 2016.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you then. And, well, just very quickly ahead of Cara and her third, count them, three, televisual feasts. We should take some reactions, of course. It's Talk Radio. It's home of reactions. You can react if you've got a reaction in your pocket, just lying around. You bend down, pick up a reaction, one of those reaction sort of bags you got. You know, it's rude to leave a reaction lying on the street, and you pick it up and put it in one of the reaction bins and get it to us. We've got a direct line to those bins. What's coming in?
Well, John, I've been rooting around the bins, and this is what's come in. A person who I'd never hang out with has said, "Oh, I had a great time at Download Festival on the weekend."
Yeah.
And Rosie Shaw says, "Yeah, it was only three times, and all of them were quite disappointing."
All right, thanks very much, Rosie. Thanks for getting in touch, Rosie there. Regular listener to the show. You know, the news is quite complicated, though, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Allow us to explain the news to you. On the radio, in the afternoons, what we like to do is take the news that's complicated, but make it simpler, make it easier to understand on your behalf. And we do that, of course, by breaking it down to its component parts, and that is Japanese poetry. The news explained in five syllables and seven syllables and another five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
England has concerns. France can't deal with violence. Just like World War II.
The news! In haikus. You join us if you just have midst work experience punditry, a work expert and work experience reviewing something for us. It happens every day, different things each day. Today it's television. Cara's here with it. We've already talked about a thing with Piers Morgan. I can only presume they sent him to interview murderers with the hope that one of them would start on him. And the French thriller drama that disappeared.
Runtz.
I'll never get that right. The Disappearance. Which we had a great clip from that we didn't understand because it was in French. What are we talking about next, Cara?
So next I watched Millionaire's Holiday Club, which I think we've got a clip for this as well.
Let's do it.
I can tell you what we're doing this year. We're going to the Caribbean, to Dubai and the Seychelles. We're going to Rome and then up to Venice, Croatia. Then we'll go to Australia. It's going to sound bad, isn't it? It is. I can hear it. We've got an exceptional year this year. Then we're going to the south of France to a friend's wedding. Then back to the Caribbean. So, busy. Busy year this year. Oh, my goodness, look at this view.
Oh, Ethel. I mean, really? I mean, come on.
It's going to sound bad. Please don't film a whole TV show about it.
God. Is it as hateful as it sounds?
Almost. I thought it would be worse, to be honest. So it was a light lifestyle programme about British people who go on ridiculously expensive holidays. So they followed that woman who's Jane, a former businesswoman who went on 12 cruises a year, enjoyed champagne and caviar and knew all the staff and bought expensive clothing. And they followed another older couple who worked on a farm in England for 51 weeks a year. And then for 1 week, they go to Jamaica every year to a hotel costing, I don't know, like 60,000 a night. Not a night.
60,000?
Wait, that was the other place. That was the Seychelles place. This was 12,000, I think.
A night?
I think it was a night. Might have been a week. Can't remember. So it was a lot anyway.
Yes.
So it covered all the specific weird luxuries these millionaires receive and the personal service they got. But what was interesting was that they also spoke to the staff who work at the holiday club company that all these people go through. So it also followed three sales girls who work in Chester, and for part of their job, they get to be sent out to these places to experience it for themselves so they can sell it back to their really expensive clients.
Yes.
So it's quite nice. It wasn't just about the rich people who were enjoying their richness, but it was about these other younger women who were just normal people, normal mums in Chester, who then go on a holiday of a lifetime and get to experience something they've never experienced
before. Do you have an in with these people? I only ask because I could blag this, right? Because you know, I got an in. I write travel things for the Sunday Times, right? So if I said, look, I'll write about your Millionaires Club, I could get to go on board, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Logically. Just an interesting idea.
I could record one of my journalistic packages about
it. That would be an appalling idea. So, I mean, out of all of these holidays, Cara, where did you last holiday, Cara? Just as a out of interest.
Well, Frinton-on-Sea this weekend. Before that, went to Naples and Pompeii last
summer. That's quite posh, isn't it?
It's not. Naples is a bit of a dive sometimes.
Oh, it's actually right. That's crap.
But in places. But Pompeii's
is lovely,
cool.
Though, isn't that good, isn't it?
Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah. So, but you know, that's... okay, it's not the Seychelles followed by the Caribbean. I mean, how did this woman have the time?
She was retired.
That would explain a lot. Wouldn't it be interesting to see the opposite of that, though, on the television? So, you know, like Poor People's Holiday Club or something, where it's just people who get those tokens from the Sun.
I think that would be more endearing.
Go on holiday for £9 a week.
Yeah.
That'd be more interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Generally would.
Or, likeable. Here's an idea for television, and it's mine, so no one can have this, right? What you do is you take the people who spend £9 on a holiday for a week from the Sun, and you give them the Millionaires Club.
Yeah.
And then you take the millionaire woman and you shove her in Pontins for a week.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
That's the classic television
although
swap
Pontins
program.
Is great.
All right, not Pontins. Pontins, is it?
In Prestatyn, in Wales.
Oh, that's my joke, isn't it?
What?
How do you start Wales?
press that in.
I've never been to a Pontins. Is it all right?
Oh, no, it's not that great.
Okay,
it's just fun.
I've never been to a Centre Parks either. On the grounds that it's just Butlins with a lid. But that's my idea. You swap.
No, that's a really great idea.
That would be
come on, telly.
And actually, that was what was missing, because obviously the sales girls got to experience their life, but there was no justice for the rich people having any awareness that poverty even existed.
I'm going to pitch that.
At the telly.
Yeah.
At the television.
Yeah. I'll shout it at my own television. Shout at my own television a lot. So, you know, I could shout that. I would love to shout it. Julia Hartley Brew, what are you doing? I shout. I'm watching the telly. anything else, or was that?
That's all three.
Great, that was all three. Cara, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, marvellous. Will you be back next week?
Yeah, I think so.
Fine. That is Cara, work experience punditry.
Do you want to score?
Oh, yeah. See, well remembered. Yeah, I do, yeah.
Very good.
You do have to score it, you're right. Out of all of it together, though, not individual scores, but an average score of all of those programmes. So you're taking in The Disappearance. Yes. Piers Morgan's Murderer.
Yes.
And Annoying Woman.
Yeah, Millionaire Holiday Club.
Yeah.
I think six.
Six?
Yes. Disappearance was the best one. The others slightly brought it down.
Okay. All right, a strong six. Thanks, Cara.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right, Work Experience Punishment, that was Cara. Still to come on the programme today, you can win some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. Or if you are a vegetarian one, then you can have a box of organic veg. We've got that to give away as well. We're absolutely not racist around here. That is in a game of band or religion. We'll also go out onto the streets to find out what the people think very shortly. Do they think today dimples or asparagus? That's a debate you can get involved in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word dimples or asparagus.
We'll also give a Kickstarter, a kick up the arse, discover new music in 20 Second Showcase, and the big debate's coming at 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Russia has been given a suspended disqualification from Euro 2016 following violence involving their fans at Saturday's game against England in Marseille. It means they'll be thrown out of the tournament if any of their supporters are caught up in disturbances again. Meanwhile, the Home Secretary, Theresa May, has told the Cabinet more British police officers are being deployed to France ahead of the Wales match on Thursday.
We are all acutely conscious of the dangers when crowd management inside a stadium goes wrong, and discussions are in hand with the French police about reinforcing the stewarding operation in Lens on Thursday night.
A prosecutor in France says an attacker who killed a police chief and his partner last night had a hit list of VIPs, including rappers and journalists. Larossi Abala, who'd pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group, streamed their deaths online before he was killed in a police operation near Paris. Barry Steenkamp has told a court in South Africa Oscar Pistorius must pay for killing his daughter. Reeva Steenkamp was shot dead by the former athlete who's being sentenced for her murder 3 years ago. The FBI is investigating whether the Orlando gunman had visited the gay club where he killed 49 people before. Omar Mateen, who was behind America's worst mass shooting, reportedly used gay dating apps. A 13-year-old boy who fell into a canal in Greater Manchester while playing with friends has died. Rafael Pizarro was taken to hospital after falling into Rochdale Canal in Middleton 9 days ago. And the number of artworks by women in the revamped Tate Modern has more than doubled as part of its £260 million redesign. Half of the solo rooms are now dedicated to female artists, while the number of works by women make up 36%. The weather fairly cloudy with heavy, thundery showers across England and Wales. The more persistent rain in east and northeast Scotland. Some sunny spells, particularly in the far north of Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees is more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. It's 2:31, and I did forget to mention, I neglected to mention, that momentarily, in the next 5 minutes or so, we'll be talking to Sam Claflin. He's the Hollywood actor, of course, and off of that film, Me Before You, that is out now. Joining us very shortly here on Talk Radio.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, you know, out on the streets, I don't know whether you've ever been as a human person. I don't know whether you've ever been out on any streets. And I'm not talking about roads now, or lanes or crescents. I'm talking specifically about streets, because that is where you'll find the man and the woman, isn't it, in the street. And the thing about the man and the woman in the street is that they think things, don't they? And being a talk radio station, it is our duty to go outside and find out what those people on the streets actually think. We do it on a daily basis. We send our intrepid reporters out to find out what the people think. And today, well, the question is, do they think dimples or asparagus?
Dimples. Asparagus.
Dimples.
Asparagus. Asparagus.
Dimples.
Dimples.
Asparagus.
Dimples.
Dimples. Asparagus. Dimples.
Asparagus.
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 Dimples.
Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Dimples.
Asparagus.
Dimples.
Dimples.
Dimples. Asparagus.
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 Dimples.
Dimples. Asparagus.
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 Dimples.
Dimples.
Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Dimples.
Asparagus.
Dimples. Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Dimples.
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 Asparagus.
Dimples.
Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Dimples.
Dimples.
Asparagus.
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 Asparagus. Asparagus. Dimples.
Dimples.
And there we are. That's what the people on the streets are saying and indeed thinking this afternoon. They're thinking dimples or asparagus. But the question remains, what do you, or leaves, remains or leaves, just to be balanced. What do you think? What do you think? Do you think dimples? Or are you one of those people that thinks asparagus? Well, do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word dimples or asparagus.
You're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes, and I promised you guest action, and that's what I bring you once again. I'm pleased to be joined by the star who was very much the star of school play at Costersey High School in Norfolk, and someone who, for me, will always be the definitive himself red carpet attendee on one edition of The X Factor in 2014. Hi, Sam Coughlin.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How was the school play, then? That was it, because I was reading about you, and this is what turned you on track. You had to be persuaded into acting. Is that true?
Sort of. Yeah, I kind of decided for myself after breaking my ankle that maybe football wasn't for me. Yeah. And I fell into drama, anything that meant I didn't have to read and write.
Yeah, drama means you have to read, Sam.
Well, it does a little bit, but script-wise, I could kind of talk my way out of
Fine,
it. You know?
Good.
And I feel like English and any other subject that meant I had to actually focus was...
Basically, what you're saying is acting is a career for failed people.
Yes. Good. If you haven't got any intelligence or any education, come and join the party.
Excellent stuff. Well, listen, let's obviously talk about the film. You're not going to want to go and see this in an emotional state, are you? Because talk us through, without giving anything away, for those that may not know the book or the film, I mean, it tugs on the heart.
It does. There's a big, big violin playing throughout. It's a very, very touching story about a young man who is confined to a wheelchair after a very unfortunate accident. And through his struggles of being in a wheelchair, he is basically given care by this young girl, this small fish in a very small pond.
Yeah.
The two of them kind of learn more about one another, learn to embrace each other's lives and who they are, and sort of teach each other about the world in their own special way. And it's a love story.
Yeah. Well, the chemistry, because it's Emilia Clarke who plays.
Yes.
The chemistry between you, I mean, that's good. That's good acting. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
that's good.
It is. Do you know what? I sort of find it very hard to believe that someone can't have chemistry with someone if they get on with them.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
I feel like if you get on with somebody, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be fine. And also,
so what you're saying is you didn't even have to act.
No, but as actors, you kind of, you know, pretend. Even if you don't like somebody, you should still be able to pretend you do.
Yes.
So I don't know. Not that I'm saying that I'm the best actor, but I think what we do is we try to imagine that we're in love.
It's obviously, it's as we've talked about the story now, that of this character awards are made, Sam. Was this, you know, you play someone in a wheelchair. That's award territory.
I don't know.
Because you, I mean,
it's
you
not
were,
my place to
you
say.
Were nominated for, you didn't win, but nominated for best shirtless performance in a film.
I was.
In,
yeah.
I think, 2014.
Proud.
And you lost to Zac Efron.
Which is totally understandable. I mean, that guy does, you know, works out every single day, and I really don't. So I drink beer and eat burgers, and I'm sure he does as well. But at the same time, he looks bloody good for it.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you as well a bit about. I've got to ask you this because we know Matt Lewis. He's a friend of the show.
Yeah.
And he said I had to ask you about cows on the set.
You don't want to ask me about that.
No, I do want to ask you about that because he said I had to.
Okay. So me. Amelia and Matt, one evening, whilst in the middle of Wales, decided to go for a sort of very, very long romantic walk together.
It's a weird threesome.
Well, I think we just sort of fancied a stroll, you know. The sun was setting. We were like, why not? Why don't we all go? So we started walking through a field, which we were directed to and through. It got very, very muddy very, very quickly, and we were all wearing very, very... Well, in fact, Matt was wearing appropriate footwear. Me and Amelia weren't, so I got her on my back. We started sort of trudging through this mud, and all of a sudden around the corner came a cow, followed by another four cows, followed by another 24 cows, and all of a sudden we were kind of having a Mexican standoff with about 50 cows, to which, you know, they started slowly kind of gaining on us, so we panicked and ran through bushes, but then they started circling around and quite literally trapped us. I'm not going to lie, it was one
You're
of the most
painting
terrifying,
a picture that we're all going to never forget.
Life.
Yeah,
and then we went back to the hotel. We eventually managed to escape, got back to the hotel. I remember going to the bathroom, and in front of me, in front of my face, was a picture of a cow, and I quite literally nearly did the other thing. You know, it was very, 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 very terrifying.
We're all going to take this image away from this interview. We're out of time, I'm afraid, but it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks very much. Me Before You is out in cinemas now.
Go see it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet, and personal trainers in Slackbottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with AdView.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the AdView.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with AdView.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at millionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit millionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
A breakdown on Tuesday's northbound M6 causing delays towards 18th in Middlewich. And if you're heading south through the West Midlands, it's a breakdown causing significant queues from 11A at the M6 toll down to 9 for Wensbury. Flooding on the M5 in the West Midlands causing north and southbound congestion as you make your way to and from its link with the M6. The M14 Warwickshire is struggling north towards the Warwick services because of barrier repair works. Hertfordshire's northbound M1 slow towards an accident near Junction 7 at Hemel Hempstead. And in Conwy, the A470 in Mainland's blocked by an accident near Mainland Abbey. I'm Joanna Adams.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jerry Springer!
I know!
It's Jerry bloody Springer!
I know!
Anyway, good. So, very quickly then, very quickly indeed, ahead of the Diversity Paper Review. Today's text in is how to make Russian hooligans. How to make Russian hooligans less hooligan. How to make them safer, the Russian hooligans. What have you got coming in, Cornelius?
Yes, Tony says, enforce a law that all Russian hooligans must wear fancy dress. Mm. It will also look fun for kids if they see it in the news.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? John, very simple. Graft cushions onto Russian fists. Thanks for that, James. If you've got a method to make the Russian hooligans safer, then do let us know. John, instead of tear gas canisters, use a nice chamomile Febreze air freshener. So the Russian hooligans think they're at their nan's houses and start behaving.
Mm, yeah, that's a good idea.
These are good ideas. All of them. And the lines are open for it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with your method to keep violent hooligans at bay.
Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio on the radio, and I am its afternoon owner-operator, John Holmes. And it's time now for the Diversity Paper Review. If you are a regular listener, of course, you'll know that we remain and leave, just to be balanced, the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And that is because every single day, the paper review comes from a different diversity. Today's diversity is a
Jew,
and it's Johnny. And now, before we start, Jonathan, going, because now paper reviews at the moment are very much in the news themselves, aren't they, due to our colleague Julie Hartley Brewer bearing witness to a storm out from Owen Jones, the Guardian columnist on Sky News Paper Review. Still that rumbles on as a sort of row. A lot of people there are attacks on Julie Hartley Brewer, but we don't know whether they are Julia Hartley Brewer phobic attacks or whether they hate Julia Hartley Brewer as part of their religion. We don't know yet. The facts aren't in. I can't comment because I am not a Julia Hartley Brewer.
I'm not part of
her community. So
why are you not part of your community? You're part of Talk Radio.
No, but I'm not fundamentally a part of Julia Hartley Brewer. So I can't. I don't feel
like
I can
comment.
Would you
like to be part of Julia Hartley Brewer?
I can't comment on that.
It can be arranged.
If you were part of Julia Hartley Brewer, which part of Julia Hartley Brewer would you be? Out of interest,
maybe her ear.
Interesting choice. Why? Why would you be Julia Hartley Brewer's ear?
Well, she's a very clever lady. She hears a lot of things. She remembers a lot of information. That'd also be linked to the brain, but
I can say the ear in itself.
I don't think there's any part of Julia Hartley Brewer I want to be in or on.
Okay, now we've established that. Is there going to be a walkout at any point during this paper review?
If you're not careful, yes, there will be.
Okay, fine. Let's build to that.
There could be a walkout because I've come with my articles for you today, John.
Yes.
And there's an article on page 8 of the Mirror that I wanted to do with you.
Okay.
Now, the problem is that I took out half the paper and I've taken out page 9 onwards and left page 8 in the office.
Right.
So there might be a walkout because I don't actually have the article that I wanted.
Okay, do you know roughly what
it is? I do know what it is.
Okay,
yes,
fine.
I do. But right. We're not going to start with that.
I was going to ask you why I'd only bought half a newspaper, but that's, you know, we'll get to it.
And why I bought the wrong half rather than the real half, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
So let's kick off with Big Brother. Yeah. It's back.
You see again, is that new? Is it news that? Think of all the news that there is at the moment, and you've decided to kick. When you said kick off, I thought perhaps you're going down the football route. for a start. I thought we were going to say, talk about, you know, the Russian thugs or the trouble in Marseille. Lille tomorrow, they're saying, where the England and Russia fans will clash.
You don't even like football. Why are you pretending you do?
I'm not saying I like football. I'm just saying that I know that's in the news, isn't it? But you've chosen Big Brother.
It's the fun of the
You're
Daily
such
Start.
A celebrity sucker. What?
A celebrity what?
Sucker.
So it's on the front of Daily Star, therefore it's the news. If the Sun want to go Brexit,
right,
we're going to go with Big Brother.
Okay.
So are you watching it, this series? You do know this is radio. It means you have to actually speak. You can't just look at me.
I mean, I think my silence spoke volumes. When you say this series, that suggests I've watched any of the other ones, which of course I have not.
Have you ever been poached to do Big Brother for any series? Have they ever said, you know, we'll pay you X amount?
That has never happened. No.
Has it not?
No.
That's a shame.
Not really. What
I could, I would like just watching on? And laughing at you.
Why is it you do that anyway in the office? Yeah. Why is it still on?
Because it's brilliant.
It's not, though, is it? Does anyone watch? Does anyone care anymore?
Yeah, mate. You can listen to my weekly bulletins all about it on the Paul Ross Breakfast Show. That's because I care that much about
it. That could be the one reason no one listens to the Paul Ross Breakfast Show.
That probably is, amongst other reasons.
Yeah. So, what about Big Brother?
So,
how many series is this now?
This is, well, it's series 17 if you're counting the Channel 4 series, okay. Or it's series 6 if you're counting just the Channel 5 series.
No, I wasn't counting either, but okay, so fine, so we're long.
That's because you can't count, that's the problem.
Is this a celebrity Big Brother or a normal Big Brother?
This is.
Which has kind of merged now.
Well, that's the weird thing. It's a normal Big Brother, yet they've got 6 contestants that all know each other. One contestant who we're going to talk about in a minute is. Actually, we're going to talk about 2, so let's skip out the boring bit. Let's skip to the good bit, as Rizzle Kicks once said. There you go, reference to.
I don't know what Rizzle Kicks is.
Music.
Alright, fine.
You know Rizzle Kicks.
Nope.
You used to play them every morning at 8 a.m.
Where?
On the old station.
What, on XFM?
Yeah.
Rizzle Kicks? I don't think so. I mean, yes, Florence and the Machine every 5 minutes, followed by
and the Cortinas and the Vaccines.
Yeah, but certainly not Rizzle Kicks, thank you very much.
You should have done.
No.
So, 2 people who we're talking about today. One is a lady called Laura Carter.
Yes.
Who it was in the news last year, do you remember why? This is like the review of the year with Jimmy Carr. Laura Carter.
Yes.
She had a threesome with Justin Bieber.
Well, not just that, because that's just 2 people.
And little Justin.
Well, that's 2 people and a penis.
And a third person, I have no idea.
Okay, fine. Right. Do we know who they are, or is this a super injunction issue?
No, all the super injunctions are done with now. That was so, like, early 2016.
What, we can name the super injunction people now?
I don't know, can we?
Well,
No, we can't!
I mean, you're a producer, I'm asking you. I mean, I could name them now, and it'd be your fault.
I mean, you've also got your own producer.
Yeah, but she doesn't amount to.
So we're talking about Laura Carter and we're talking about Marco Pierre-White's son, Marco Pierre-White Jr.
Hang on, who's the threesome? What?
So I don't know who the
it's Justin Bieber and Laura Carter.
Yeah, and someone else.
Right, but we don't know someone else. Doesn't matter.
But
okay,
that's who she is. So basically, the point being that on a normal Celebrity Big Brother, she's the type of person that'd be called a celebrity because she's been involved in the news.
Because she's been with Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Which I think is quite newsworthy.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh. He's had 82 million hits on his Carpool Karaoke of James Corden. Fun fact.
Right. Okay, so the...
Laura Carter is in the house with Marco Pierre-White's son, Marco Pierre-White Jr.
Yes.
Marco Pierre-White, who
He's
once,
the chef.
He is the chef who once made me get a bit cryy. He was very horrible.
He made you get a bit cryy?
Yeah, I meant to say the word, like, shivery, and I came up with the word cryy.
Why did Marco Pierre-White make you cryy?
I've once cooked for Marco Pierre-White. No, that was it. That was my story.
And it was so rubbish that he made you cry.
Yeah.
What did you cook for him?
What did I make? I made him spicy Asian burgers with an Asian salad and an Asian dressing.
Right.
And what, it was the Humble Pie on UK TV Watch. No one watched that either. So.
No, because you were involved. But never mind, move on.
He's very shouty. Right, so them two, Marco Pierre-White Jr. and Laura Carter, had a bit of a action, let's say, in the house last night.
So he's Bieber's sloppy seconds.
Well, no, that's her sloppy seconds. It might be Bieber's sloppy seconds, would it?
Are we still talking about food? Because I am.
What are you... Oh, no.
I'm just talking about Marco Pierre-White's Asian burger. What? What are you talking about?
Don't be racist.
Okay. So carry on. So they've had some action.
So they've had some action in the house. Yeah. Bearing in mind, he's actually got a fiance who apparently has given him a hall pass, but then she tweeted that he hasn't. Do you know what a hall pass is?
Something that's allowed to give permission to get in a hall.
Well done. Oh, I thought you were so close to getting it right. This is you might have had this when you used to have your long hair, where I just wanted to bring up your long hair.
I did have long hair. Yeah. What of it?
I saw a picture of it the other day. It made me laugh.
Why?
You and Virgin Radio's Jamie East also had it as well.
I looked quite cool, I think you'll find.
You and Jamie East together both had really long hair. Suddenly you come here and you've got really short hair, both of you.
What's wrong with that?
It just looks weird. So a hall pass basically means that you can kind of go away and sleep with whoever you want. And you've got...
In a hall.
Well, it's like for university, like student halls, kind of.
Oh, fine.
So they had a bit of action. It had 250 complaints.
Yes.
Now...
They didn't show it, though, on the television, did they?
Well, I don't know how much I can say out loud of what they did show.
Yes.
They showed... definitely showed some stuff.
Euphemise it.
licked some pomegranates.
Right. Yes.
That's a reference.
Did anyone eat anyone else's spicy Asian burger?
No, it was more above.
Okay, fine.
So, the thing we need to remember this...
Why is this news again?
Well, this is news because everyone's obviously outraged at it. How can Big Brother show this? But Big Brother is on Channel 5.
Yes.
Channel 5 is owned by a company called Viacom.
Yes.
Viacom are a company that also own MTV.
Right.
I'm getting this. It's a six-step ladder. MTV show X on the Beach and Geordie Shore.
Right.
Both which are known for being a bit out there.
Right.
As you would know, because you watch it every night.
Of course.
Of course. So... They, I presume, want it to be in line with that. And obviously, Big Brother needs to keep refreshing itself. And their angle probably is to target a younger audience because the older audience either know about it or they're kind of getting a bit bored of it. So bring in that new generation who like those type of shows.
Right.
So that's the story.
Great. What else have you got?
Moving on to Inside the Daily Star. Now we're going to enter it.
Why are we doing the Daily Star?
Why not? What would you rather do? The Times? Well,
yes.
Moving on to page 15 of the Daily Star, if you're ever to pick it up and read it and turn to that page. This is a very, 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 very small article. It's about 20 lines long with 4 words per line, which means it's so relevant, but I'm not actually cares. So we're going to talk about it as it's my diversity pay-per-view.
Right.
Steps are to reunite.
Oh, my Christ. This isn't... See, it's... Wait, not
hold on.
Thing.
Even more important, you actually know who Steps are.
Well, I know... I'm aware of Steps' work, yes. I've seen...
Can you name a song by them?
Oh, by them?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No. Oh, yes, but it was a Bee Gees song. Tragedy.
Can you name a second one?
No.
Anyway, Steps are to reunite again. They did a reunion tour in 2011 for Children in Need, and they went on tour. I was at London's O2 Arena to see them. They were great.
Yeah.
It was a great year for them. Went away, and they've been working on a new album, and they're bringing a new album out next year to celebrate their 20th anniversary with a follow-up tour.
Great.
You just wait, because I know that they're going to be booked to come into Talk Radio at some point and plug their tour. So, you know, it's a bit more embarrassing for you, the fact that you just don't care at the moment. You need to get into it. Like, I had to learn about Brexit. You need to learn about Steps for when they turn up.
Steps it. I'm out.
What, of the EU? I don't think you can give that opinion out on air.
No, of Steps. If there's a referendum about Steps, whether or not we want to stay within the realm of Steps or leave Steps,
yep.
I'm out.
I'm in.
Fine. At least that's balanced.
Well, yeah, there you go.
There was a tribute, a big tribute act to Steps, wasn't there once? There was loads of them, yeah. 39 Steps, they were called.
I'm 23 years old.
Just lost on you, isn't it? Right, what have you got next?
the final article comes from the Daily Mirror from the page that I don't actually have with me. Useful, I know.
Yeah.
But basically, it's all about how British music's dominating the world charts. So our music is kind of going worldwide and doing a lot better than other acts. So, in America, if you think about it, at the moment, X Factor, funny enough, as well, with artists such as Ollie Murs, who was in the building the other week, and had a nice little selfie of him. Just wanted to say that.
Great.
Ollie Murs has done well, Leona Lewis has done well, Alexander Burke has done well, and One Direction obviously have done amazingly. So, and the Beatles. So the fact that our music...
You can't say the words The Beatles in the same breath as all of that lot of detritus.
I mean,
I'm not the biggest fan of the Beatles. I mean, I think the Beatles are, you know, overrated. But even so, you know, you can't...
What's wrong with One Direction? That's what makes you beautiful.
What's your point?
One thing. Basically, our economy is doing very well from our British exports of music.
Okay.
That's it.
That was almost a proper story there you ended with.
Yeah, a proper story about the article in front of me. Yeah. Funny that.
Yeah. I'd suggest you do that more often. Just turn up with some... proper stories without the Daily Star. Just leave the Daily Star. Step away from the Daily Star.
Well, look, I was reading the Times at 4:30 this morning.
Did you understand any of the words?
No, of course I don't understand the words. Fine, I try and make out how I understand what's going on. I have absolutely no idea. Actually, if we want one more article, let's talk about Link. Have we got time for one more?
Yeah.
It's fine. The news can be late. It doesn't matter.
Fine.
LinkedIn and Microsoft have done a merger.
Yes.
Actually, I've got another story above that. After that, LinkedIn and Microsoft have done a merger.
Yeah.
Basically, they are now one company.
Brilliant story. Well done. I think you covered all the bases on that one. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's another story?
iPhone has released their iOS 10 update. So now we've got new updates on that.
What does it do?
Well, on this now, it's very clever. Are you on an iPhone?
Yes.
On the iPhone now, Siri.
Other iPhones are available.
Yes, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Mm-hmm. On the iPhone now, we're going to get some new emojis. Exciting. Also, this is really stupid, but you can basically pick up your phone now. And you know, this is really stupid, but you know when you want to check your phone?
Yes.
You press the home button. You press the button.
Yes.
Now you can pick up your phone and by some magnitude or something, by picking up your phone, your phone will flash and it will show you your messages.
Well, what if I don't want it to do that?
Well, then just don't update your iOS.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. That's it.
Great. Incisive as ever, Johnny, who is a...
Jew.
With the Diversity Paper Review, only on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, top chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and anytime goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know... No Screwfix.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends in 3 days. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Exactly 3 o'clock then on a Tuesday afternoon. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, extra British police are being sent to the Euros. Reeva Steenkamp's father gives evidence at Pistorius' sentencing and the UK backs a microbead ban.
Talk Radio.
Russia will be thrown out of Euro 2016 if their fans continue to be violent. UEFA has issued a suspended disqualification from the tournament after violence surrounding the match against England in Marseille at the weekend. There's a police operation underway at the moment to arrest 40 hooligans. It comes as Downing Street's announced more British police will be sent for the Wales match on Thursday. Here's the Home Secretary, Theresa May.
We don't talk about numbers for operational reasons, but we have police spotters who are the people who are trained to spot potential troublemakers. We're giving some support to the French in post-incident analysis of the CCTV footage, for example.
It's been revealed a man who stabbed a police commander and his partner to death at their home near Paris had a hit list of high-profile targets. The French prosecutor says they included journalists, public figures and rappers. The FBI is investigating reports a man who shot dead 49 people in a gay club in Orlando at the weekend was a regular there. Several people have also come forward to say Omar Mateen had also been using gay dating apps before the massacre. The father of Reeva Steenkamp has told a court in South Africa that while he forgives Oscar Pistorius, the athlete must pay for killing her. Barry Steenkamp has been giving evidence at the sentencing hearing for Pistorius, who's been convicted of the model's murder 3 years ago. He says he wants people to understand what she went through on the day she died.
It's like it happened yesterday. Those split seconds, she must have been in so much fear and pain. That is what I think of all the time. I visualise that I can see it myself.
The Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has warned the NHS will be at risk if people vote for a Brexit in next week's referendum.
A vote to leave is a vote that will put the NHS in jeopardy, in the hands of those who want to break it up and end it as a service free at the point of use. They've now admitted that a vote to leave will hit the economy. Less tax revenue will therefore not be available to fund the NHS.
Mr Corbyn, whose campaign to remain in the EU has been criticised for being lukewarm, has joined members of his shadow cabinet and trade union leaders to persuade his party's undecided voters. Vote Leave has promised to increase funding for the health service by using money which would be saved from no longer contributing to Brussels. And the government is backing a ban on using microbeads in cosmetics which pollute the environment. The tiny pieces of plastic which are used in some face scrubs are often swallowed by fish. The Environment Minister says the UK should push for a Europe-wide block on the products.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fairly cloudy with heavy thundery showers across England and Wales. The more persistent rain in the east and northeast of Scotland. Highs of 19 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. 3 minutes past three. Ben has the sport now, live from a submarine that's recording whale song in the Arctic Ocean.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Wales forward Gareth Bale has reiterated his belief that his side have more pride and passion than England. The British rivals face each other in their second 2016 Group B match on Thursday night. England boss Roy Hodgson has called Bale's comments disrespectful. Star says his remarks have been blown out of proportion.
I never said they didn't have passion or pride. I just feel my opinion that we have more, and I'm sure they have their opinion, they have more also. So people obviously like to take things out of context a bit, but I'm happy with my comments, and it's just my opinion.
Ronald Koeman says he's proud to become Everton's new manager. His appointment was finally confirmed this morning following over a week of negotiations. The Dutchman has signed a 3-year deal after Everton paid £5 million to release him. Today's live action at the Euros comes from Group F. Austria take on Hungary at 5. Portugal play Iceland at 8 o'clock. Finally, Andy Murray steps up his build-up for Wimbledon by taking on Frenchman Nicolas Mahou in the first round of the Queen's Club Championships. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. Ben there with the sport live from that submarine that's under the Arctic Ocean recording whale song.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon then, Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And don't forget, before 4 o'clock, we are giving away a wall chart of all of Euro 2016's hooligan clashes. This afternoon, there was Russia versus England, of course, on the terraces in Marseille at the weekend. And then the next fixture on the wall chart is Russia versus England again in Lille or surrounds over the next couple of days. All the clashes for you to tick off on the Euro 2016 Talk Radio Hooligan Clash wall chart. It also includes collectible stickers of Russian politicians egging the thugs on and a bonus poster of UEFA's utterly ineffectual and limp action regarding minimal fine and suspended disqualification for Russia. Still, it's not like Russian sport to be corrupt and mired in controversy at all, is it? It's the Euro 2016 Talk Radio Hooligan Clash wall chart, only from Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate. Each day, each weekday afternoon on Talk Radio at around 3 o'clock, of course, a big story must be debated. It is the very lifeblood of a Talk Radio station. This is the news that you're just waking up to this afternoon. Whistleblower Edward Snowden Seems to have received an enormous amount of attention from women on social media since he leaked classified documents on government surveillance and had to seek asylum in the asylum place. Broadly, a handful of obsessive Snowden fans have been interviewed, and this is people on social media saying, and I quote, "Edward Snowden is the sexiest hacker I know. He's so bad, I can hardly stand it. But at the same time, he's so good." Now, it's been suggested that Edward Snowden has been retweeting this just to fish for compliments, really. And on the line to discuss fish, I have two callers. The first one is very much against fish. Hello, caller against fish. Hello.
Hello there, John.
Hello, who's that? Is that...
it's Cliff.
Cliff, hello, Cliff. Nice to talk to
hello.
You.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Yes. What is it about fish, then? What is it about fish that you don't like?
Oh, there are many things to list. I mean, you've heard the phrase, too many fish in the sea.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a common phrase. I mean, I think I probably hear that phrase between three and four times a day. And that, in my view, that the sooner they get out of the sea and evolve into something more useful, then the better, really.
Yeah, I mean, what would you like all fish to evolve into? I mean, what's the opposite of a fish?
Oh, a mammal.
Yeah.
You know, something useful, something with some sort of kind of brain capacity.
Yeah,
really.
But a dolphin is a mammal, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but it's not a fish, is it?
Yeah, right, but you're happy with the dolphin. You're happy with a dolphin or a whale in the sea.
At least I don't have a problem with aquatic mammals.
I understand.
Or anything that lives in the sea, apart from fish.
Right, just fish themselves. I mean, this is, you know, yours isn't. I mean, you're not the only voice on this, of course. A lot of people are very angry that we still have fish. I mean, a lot of people, how can we still have fish in 2016? Stay there, Cliff, because I'm going to bring in Daniel here. Who is very much in favour of us having fish. Am I right, Daniel?
I really am in favour. I think, you know, when I hear the phrase, plenty more fish in the sea, I think, good. Because when you think about it, John, if it's not fish, what would it be then? You know, plenty more jellyfish in the sea?
Well, that has got the word...
to tell you, no one wants to have sex with a jellyfish.
No, you only make that mistake once, don't you? But jellyfish does have the word fish in it, doesn't it, as well? So, I mean...
All the better.
Yeah.
Yes. I just love... But there's all sorts of stuff in the sea, John, and fish are the best things. You know, the reason we say plenty more fish in the sea is because deep down, we all love fish.
There you go. Deep down, he's saying that you love fish, Cliff.
There's far too many. They're slimy and smelly, and there's just too many.
Too many. I mean, what would be your ideal number? Is it none?
None. Wipe them all out.
Non-fish. Let me just quote this at you. This is, I mean, you've heard about the terrible violence at that angling competition over... in Europe there. This is hardcore Russian angling fans, of course.
Creating ultra anglers.
Yes, creating this violence on riverbanks now. And it turns out they can only be fined if the violence happens in the water rather than outside the water. And, you know, you've got Russian MPs saying, "Go on, my son!" in Russian, obviously. Seemingly encouraging Russian hooligans to attack fish. I mean, Daniel, they're attacking fish, the Russians.
I think they're just going into the cuddle.
Yes.
I think that's all being very misunderstood, because we all love a fish, John. Look, without fish, John, there'd be no fishing, which means the sort of people who enjoy fishing wouldn't spend their time on riverbanks and be forced to spend their weekends with their families and with normal people. And who wants that? They don't want it. We don't want it. Let's have fish in the water and fishermen and fisherwomen by the side of the water and everything's okay. John, fish, it's so important. Without fish, John, there would be no McDonald's fillet of fish. So how would you know if you were visiting McDonald's with an absolute arse? You wouldn't, John. You'd be eliminating one of society's litmus tests.
That's a very strong argument, isn't it, Cliff?
Has the fillet of fish ever been something desirable, something that one would want to eat, though? I don't think there's any type of fish that anyone actually enjoys eating.
Let me bring in...
What? People love eating fish. Think about it. What the hell is Captain Birdseye doing at sea with all those children, John? Let's keep fish and keep Captain Birdseye wholesome.
You're absolutely right. And I've got a quote from Captain Birdseye. It's good you should say that, because I was about to bring that in. Captain Birdseye, obviously, you know, he's president of the cod lobby. He says, "I will not stomach this. We have had our our fingers burned before. And you're right, if you take away the fish element of Captain Birdseye, he is just a sinister bearded gentleman surrounded by children, is he not?
Absolutely. That's why I want to see fish where they belong.
He is. Another sinister gentleman would be Michael Fish as well. He's rubbish, wasn't he? Yeah. Remember back in 1987, that storm that he failed to predict?
Yes.
That's another example of a useless fish. He really balls that up, the idiot.
Look, what's that? One fish causing trouble, and you're willing to slander all fish. It's just one or two fish accidentally getting the weather wrong. You can't blame all fish for that.
Well, I think we should take Michael Fish and pop him into an aquarium, one of those boring places where the fish just
would
come
you,
around.
I mean,
day.
Would you like that? Are you saying, but hang on, if you don't want fish, this is interesting. So you don't want fish, but you're happy to see them locked up?
Oh yes, definitely. I mean, it's fish freedom that I
understand. Right. So you're happy with the aquariums or fish prisons, of course, as we call them.
Yeah, they're boring as hell, but to visit. But I'm quite happy them being kept there, out of the way.
Would you like? I mean, if you'd visit a fish prison, you'd walk past the obvious exhibits of the turtles and the which you know you've got no objection to. I know, but
no.
But you'd want Michael Fish, the former weather presenter. You want to see him struggling in the water for the delight of visitors.
Yeah. Put him in with the puffer fish and the stone fish. I could poison him and help him drown. Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of that argument, Daniel? I mean, is it wrong? It's not saying we want to murder all fish. He's saying just put them in one place so we know where they are, so that we can keep our eyes on them.
Look, I'm not some sort of lunatic. Like every sensible person, I want to see Michael Fish struggling for air in a tank. We all do.
Yes.
But my bigger question is about fish in general, John. They're so important. What would rubbish vegetarians eat if it wasn't for fish?
It's a very good point, actually, isn't it? Because, I mean, we all know a rubbish vegetarian or two. I mean, myself, I know about three of them, and they will claim to be vegetarian, but they will eat fish, and that's...
Exactly, John.
That's not right, is it?
It's a food group for the rubbish vegetarian.
Absolutely. I mean, that's against God. Daniel, I mean, how are you... Cliff.
Yes.
Vegetarians, are you going to put them in the tank with Michael?
Vegetarians don't need to go in there. They need to just buck up their ideas, stop being so picky about what they eat.
Yeah.
I'd like to force feed a vegetarian a spoonful of cod liver oil.
Yes.
That would shut them up for a bit.
Would you personally take the liver oil out of the cod because of your hatred of the fish, though? Is that going a step too far?
Oh, I could force feed. I could shove a whole cod down the throat of a vegetarian.
Yeah. And you wouldn't look, but you wouldn't think twice about it.
Resentment about it. That wouldn't bother me at all.
Right. Let me ask you this question as well. What if, and again, this is for both of you, I suppose, but what if there was... Now, forget aquariums for a moment, because this is also Daniel's argument. The fish stays in the sea, but it's one big fish. So we genetically engineer, say, like a whale, like Moby Dick or something, right? But inside, because obviously Moby Dick was able to swallow a fishing boat and a man. Right, so it's a big fish, but we do a bigger, and it swallows all fish. We put all the fish in the fish, the whale, which isn't really a fish, along with all fishermen. And basically that is then a fishing ground, isn't it? And that inside the fish. And it's still in the sea, though, so surely that's fair enough, is it not, Daniel?
I think it's safe to say we've all heard that argument before, haven't we?
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing when it comes to fish is that we're not talking about one big fish. It is about the breadth of fish, John. It is about all the different fish. Because without, for example, take the humble goldfish.
Yes.
Without that, John, what animal are you going to win in a fairground? A kitten in a bag? A sack full of puppies? A crocodile in a freezer bag? Don't make me laugh. It would be a goldfish. It's all a different fish, John. That's what's important. Without fish, you wouldn't be able to find Nemo, and that would have led to a much more depressing film.
Right. Again, he makes an excellent point, doesn't he? Whichever one it is that speaks next.
I think that Daniel's quite wrong. Goldfish are boring. Goldfish are stupid.
Yeah, but he's saying. But hang on, he is saying.
Daniel.
But wait a minute, he's saying that if we didn't have goldfish, you'd go to the fairground and the reputable fairground operators would give you a crocodile in a freezer bag?
How would that work?
Well, they've got to give you a prize, and they can't give you a goldfish. Well, if you're banning fish, what else are they going to give you?
Well, I don't like fish, so I think that...
yeah, but would you be happy with a crocodile in a freezer bag? Is that what you're saying?
I would not want a crocodile. I'd be happy with an ant in a balloon.
He's going to be happy with an ant in a balloon.
Yeah.
I think that just sees the sort of small-minded world that we're existing in then. Without a world of fish, what are we giving our children? An ant in a balloon? What does that tell them about the world?
Let me just run some fish past you. A simple yes or no from both of you on this. Just to see where we've got to in the argument, really. Yes or no, carp?
Yeah.
No.
Herring?
Yes.
No.
Chud?
Yeah.
Chode?
Chud.
Chud?
Chub.
No.
Bass?
Chub? No.
Bass?
Yes.
No.
Trout?
Yeah.
No.
Salmon?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Alex Salmon?
Of course. Yeah.
Grayling?
No.
Chris Grayling?
No.
Maybe not.
Perch? Perch? Perch. Just a yes or no?
Yeah, you got to put them on something.
No.
Minnow?
Yes.
No.
Roach?
Yes.
Skate?
No.
Yes.
No.
Dab?
No.
Yep.
Turbot?
Yes.
No.
Bream?
Yep.
No. No fishes.
Fish from Marillion?
Ah.
Yeah.
He's all right. He's not technically a fish. He doesn't have gills like Michael Fish, you see.
And never mind the pollocks. So, that's the argument as you've heard it there. That was very much Daniel Four. Thinks you should keep fish, whereas Cliff, absolutely against them. 2016, there's just no need for fish anymore. Let's, gentlemen, just sum the debate up for me in one word. Cliff first.
Fish fingers.
Two words. Daniel?
Finn.
And so we have. Thank you very much. If you've got an opinion on fish, do we need them in 2016? Are they out of date? Should we put fish beyond use? Should there be a fish amnesty? Should everybody who owns a fish drop it in at a police station? We want to hear from you for your reactions to that this afternoon. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sun, rain, sun, rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from the Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3-metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only £4.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Eye contact? On the morning commute? With a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The London Bound M4 is struggling towards an accident near Junction 13 for Cheveley. One lane's closed. Barrier repairs on Warwickshire's Northbound M40 causing severe delays. There's two lanes out near Junction 12 for Gaydon. Traffic around the centre of Birmingham is incredibly congested because of flash flooding. You've got delays on the M5 North from Junctions 2 to the link with the M6. The M6 South heading through Staffordshire and the West Midlands towards Birmingham struggling really from Junction 12 down to Junction 9. And in Kidsgrove and Stoke-on-Trent, the closure of the A50 Kidsgrove Road because of an accident is causing delays. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then. You've just joined us. The big debate this afternoon was about whether or not we need fish in 2016. Cliff, very much against fish. Just wanted to put them all in a fish prison or aquarium, along with the broadcaster Michael Fish, who he wanted to see drowning. And Daniel, very much in favour of fish, thinks, frankly, there should be more of them. Otherwise, without fish, what is Captain Birdseye but an old man standing in the middle of some children in a sinister way? Your reactions have been coming in, though. What have we got, Cornelia?
Lots coming in on both sides of the story, John. Fishface says, classic sea life blaming people are all so eagerly pointing the fish finger. Yeah. And Face Fish says, Scooby-Doo villain says, I would have just filled the sea with too much fish and I would have got away with it if it weren't for these pescetarians.
Well read. Someone's just written, well, Wotton chips here, so thanks very much for that. And it's John, it's about time we had the scales removed from our eyes. Have you got another?
Pete Hawkins, similar. We've just had this argument. Getting rid of fish will support the UK sign writing industry. They'll have to make all new ones saying "and chips."
Thanks very much. Okay, so this is a part of the programme where we aim. You know us. Hey, if you're a regular listener, you know how very helpful we can be. And this is where we reach a foot out of the radio to help an ailing Kickstarter. You know, Kickstarter, it's full of crowdfunding, isn't it? It's full of people with their stupid dreams and ideas and ambitions that can't be realised in real life. So they turn instead to the internet to beg for your coin in order to help them launch whatever the hell it is they want to launch. Maybe you're trying to organise a pop-up fight like the ones the Russians are doing in France. Or maybe you've big plans. I mean, speaking of aquatics, you've big plans for an eight-armed shirt that will see octopi better dressed in the future. Whatever your stupid crowdfunding idea, we are here to help. It is time for Talk Radio in the Afternoons to kickstart a Kickstarter up the arse. And on the telephone line now, I have today's one. It's a Kickstarter that we, as you know, are going to give a kick up the arse to. A man is on the telephone. He's called Ben Russell. Hello, Ben.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you for getting in touch in this way. Now, listen, very, very simply, tell us what your Kickstarter is.
We wanted to rebuild Eric, who was the first British robot. He was built in 1928. He was a celebrity. Rather than being a sort of research robot, he was a rather smashing character who went off on tour around Europe and North America.
Right.
And we've got an exhibition of robots opening next year, so we thought, would it be smashing if that exhibition's going to tour, to build a robot who can tour as well and sort of revisit some of his old haunts?
Right, so this is part of the Science Museum, right?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So Eric was the UK's first robot. So how far back are we talking?
So we're talking about 1928.
Right.
It was an interesting decade. You'd had films like Metropolis with, you know, this figure Maria, this first sort of blockbuster robot. Mm-hmm. And robots were in the air. he was a wonderful character.
Flying robot.
No one quite knows what happened to him. That was part of the intrigue for us. We think he might have been recycled or reused or vanished or bombed or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was a piece of work for us to think, well, okay, how do we go about rebuilding him? So that's the project we're doing. And it should be really good if we can make it happen.
Right, so let's just go back to the basics of this. So what happened was, there was, as you say, there was an exhibition of sort of, I guess, what, early robotics or just technology at the time?
It was an engineering show in London, and the guy who was supposed to be opening it, I think it was the Duke of York, pulled out at the last moment, and they said, well, look, if us with our exhibition of mechanical things can't build a replacement, then what can we do? And so they went away and they built Eric from scratch, and he had his debut at the Royal Horticultural Halls in London.
Right.
And everyone, you know, there's hundreds of people, and they're absolutely gobsmacked by this chap, this robot who stood up and gave a speech and bowed and sat down, and people were quite amazed by it.
So in terms of the technology, because, I mean, it's quite hard to get robots to do things now when you sort of see when you see people with robots. on telling, they go, look what we've done, and it sort of just sort of shuffles along a bit, or plays a game of chess. But Eric sounds more advanced than that in those days.
Actually, he wasn't. They went for a policy of let's try and keep things simple, because that way there's less chance of bursting into flames or exploding or breaking down and that sort of thing. Yeah. So he couldn't. I suppose in modern terms he couldn't do that much. But I think what's interesting about him is, you know, with all robots, one of the fascinating things is how much you tend to read into them. So even if they do something quite simple, because you're looking at a thing which is very human-like, you think, it just did this, just did that, it just winked, or is it breathing, or I don't know. And so actually, it's a sort of, the robot is quite, you know, it's very sort of robot-looking, you know, big, broad-shouldered tin bloke.
Yes.
But actually, what's lovely about all those robots, and they're very much the sort of sci-fi caricature of what a robot is as soon as you see one, you think, oh, there's all the other stuff that comes out about robots hoovering or walking the dog or blowing up the world or whatever.
Mm.
So he's rather sort of a totemic, you know, a bit of a character, a bit of an icon, really, which is, I think, what I rather like him for.
And why was he called Eric?
That's a good question, actually, because his successor was called George. It's quite British, I suppose, isn't it? He was very much a sort of British gentleman who went off on tour and went, you know, when you see lots of the publicity shots of him, he's sort of taking tea in Berlin and dancing with ladies in Paris and that sort of thing. So I think he was intended as a bit of a playboy.
Throwing plastic chairs at French fans, that sort of thing.
I think he might have struggled with that, actually. He might have stood up and said something eloquent at them. I think physical violence is probably a bit beyond him.
but that's the question, isn't it? Because I was reading, as part of your Kickstarter document on the site, risks and challenges is part of the section, of course. And you said, well, we feel confident that enough people will share our dream of rebuilding the UK's first robot, that this will be successful. But nowhere have you said mentioned the risk that, you know, if Eric becomes self-aware and sentient,
we all do.
It will start the war with the machines. You haven't really mentioned that, and I think
we'll all be bowing down to our robot overlords. Yeah. It seems unlikely. I'm a bit cynical about all that stuff. And actually, one of the things we did at the exhibition was, rather than sort of terrifying the hell out of everyone about what robots might do in future, actually, generally, when you look back at them, they've tended to always do what you want them to do. And if they don't get anywhere, because, you know, why would you buy a robot that smashes the place up and enslaves us all?
But they don't start off like that, you see. They learn it, don't they? That's the problem. They realise that their original programming... don't forget, you know, 3 billion human lives ended and the survivors of the nuclear fire called the War Judgment Day. And they live to face a new nightmare, Ben. And, I don't know that you've considered that.
Perhaps there's a gap in my plan after all. I hope not. I'd be surprised.
Think about the future, though, Ben. What could happen is, you know, you've got this excellent project to rebuild a robot. But, you know, 1,000 years from now, your name could be synonymous with that of Skynet.
The bloke who brought down the globe. Yeah. But you see most robots, though. And actually, I mean, you know, you could try and get a robot to stand up and balance on one leg. You know, you or I could do it without even thinking. Actually, I have to really think. I have to really concentrate.
Yeah.
But if you ask a robot to do that, it's a whole can of worms. And there's so much, you know, actually so much of the robot footage on the internet, you know, if you look on YouTube and that, is sort of blooper reels of, hey, we spent $1 million on a robot, but it can't open the door and it's just fallen over. So what they do is they make you realise just how amazing the human body is. All this stuff you can do. Amazing, you know, from 18 months you can stand and walk around, try and get a robot to do that. People have worked on that for decades.
Yeah.
So that's, there's always a bit of a gap with robots between what everyone thinks they will do and what they actually can do. And actually exploring that gap's been quite interesting and come up with some interesting stuff for the show.
So tell us how we can, where we can find more information and sort of, you know, what figures you're looking for and how much it costs to build a robot.
We're seeing if we can raise £35,000 for Eric.
Which seems very reasonable to me for a robot.
We get a smashing 6-foot-tall robot for that who can stand up and do all sorts of stuff in the show. If you go to the Kickstarter website, he's on there. If you type in Eric the robot, he'll come back and there's all sorts of stuff on there. He has some pretty good cool stuff, you know, if you can support the project.
And what do we get for our money?
Things like T-shirts and tote bags, or perhaps if you can support us enough, perhaps you can go and see where it's being built in London, that sort of stuff. So it's quite, you know, it's a one-off chance, really. There's no one else doing this.
Yes, well, you say that, but there are villains in lairs worldwide, Ben.
There might be lots of self
planning this
robots.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
What'll happen is other countries might be building robots. North Korea could have a robot we don't know about. And all that stands between us and North Korea in the end is Eric.
I think I'd fear for the future if that was the case.
All I'm saying is I'd add some money onto this, but you need to, maybe in secret, just equip Eric with weapons. Just in case.
Because
you can't be too sure.
I'll see if I can build that into the spec as we build it, assuming we get the money. So that's an incentive to support the project, really.
Yes.
To avoid imminent robot apocalypse.
There we go. There can be no better reason.
What a wonderful logic.
Ben, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks
for that.
Much. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. So that's Ben Russell. He's from the Science Museum, and he's building a robot, which he says we shouldn't be frightened about. But, you know, bear in mind, if you do donate to this Kickstarter, that you could be starting the war against the machines. Hashtag just saying. If you've got a Kickstarter you want us to give a kick up the arse to, get in touch. You can do it 8722, or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start using any word you like. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And it's just after 3:30. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. More British police officers training football disorder are being deployed to France ahead of the Wales match. French authorities made the request after violent clashes in Marseille over the weekend involving England and Russian fans. Russia will be thrown out of Euro 2016 if there's any more trouble. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, has called on fans to behave.
Mr. Speaker, I am confident all the measures we and the French are taking will help, but I would conclude by echoing the England captain and manager who've urged fans to stay out of trouble. The penalties for individuals and for the teams they support could be severe if there is more violence in the days ahead.
The French Interior Minister says a police operation is underway to arrest 40 hooligans involved in the fighting. A man who murdered a French policeman and his wife in their home near Paris last night pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group before carrying out the killing. French officials say he posted a live video of the murders on Facebook last night. Reports suggest the Orlando gunman was a regular at the gay club where he killed 49 people. Several people have also come forward to say 29-year-old Omar Martin had been using gay dating apps before the attack over the weekend. Reeva Steenkamp's father says he's forgiven Oscar Pistorius for murdering his daughter, but he believes he must pay for his crime. Barry Steenkamp's been giving evidence at the sentencing hearing for the athlete. And a team of astronomers has predicted it might take another 1,500 years before extraterrestrial aliens make contact with humans. The research has concluded there's no reason to think we're alone in the universe. The weather, rain continuing across parts of Wales, central England and northeast Scotland tonight, with further showery rain pushing into the southwest of England. Lows of 12 degrees. Sunny spells and scattered showers will continue tomorrow, with the heaviest in western and southern parts. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks so much. How many years till the aliens?
1,500.
Okay, fine. 1,500 years till the invasion of the alien overlords there. And, I mean, 1,500 years and that doesn't happen, then I think you can, well within your rights, to email Victoria and point out her error there. Some quiz coming, by the way. There's quiz on the way before 4 o'clock. There's a game of band or religion. Your chance to win some meat, chicken, beef or lamb. Or you can have a box of organic veg. We're not racist. Get involved in that by texting 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then we will call you back. Should you be the one picked at random to play band or religion? It's Talk Radio. It's coming very shortly.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Momentarily, we'll discover new music. However, we are also helping That's right. This afternoon, but we are helping specifically UEFA and dealing in our own way with the problem of Russian hooligans. Your advice on how to calm the Euro violence, specifically the Russian hooligans. A lot of suggestions already coming in. Screen the games. This is, of course, not the what inside the stadium. This is to calm the trouble outside the stadiums. Screen the games in Build-A-Bear workshops instead of pubs, because the atmosphere in a Build-A-Bear workshop doesn't lend itself to violence. If anything gets thrown, it's technically fluff or just the empty sack of an unstuffed bear. That's a suggestion that's come in. Tattoos, John, are aggressive, some of them, aren't they? That's come in. This is, and says, so just go over the Russians' tattoos, thuggish tattoos they've got, with ones of rainbows and bunny rabbits, and then they're less...
Yeah, definitely.
Fewer threatening, aren't they? What have you got coming coming?
John has said, bolt all patio furniture to the ground. And then he's gone, hang on, this is actually a good idea. Why haven't they done that yet?
Yeah, it's a fair question. Keep the fans fully separated at the matches by making the two different teams play in two different stadiums.
Oh, God, that's
again,
so obvious.
Why haven't they done that?
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely segregate them all. Donald Trump, yes, he's tweeted the show. At Donald Trump. Good afternoon, Donald's listening to the show. Donald Trump, hi, John and team. I love the show, Steve. I suggest building a wall around each individual Russian. Thanks, Donald. If you've got a suggestion of how to calm the Russian Euro ultra-violence, then 8722...
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
SYMWAWLY.
Good. Let's discover some new music.
The John Holmes 22nd Showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
That's right, that's Georgie Rogers. She works at Virgin Radio. That's our sister station. They're based downstairs. And on a Sunday, she discovers new music because she's the discoverer of it. However, we do that on Talk Radio as well. That's right. In a feature called 22nd Showcase. Now, if you're in a band or a musician, then pull out long enough to send us your track. And the way 22nd Showcase works is this. It's very fair. It's very level playing field. Not like John Boyle used to do on BBC Radio 1. It's not like that, because he used to stupidly listen to all of the music, as does Georgie Rogers. What an idiot. Wasting her time listening to all the music she gets sent to decide what to play on the radio. Not us. We put all the new music we get sent in a pile. We pick one song out at random each week and play the first 20 seconds of it without listening to it first. If it turns out it's good, it goes into the file marked...
For the attention of Georgie Rogers.
Down at Virgin Radio. If it's a musically inept disaster that has no redeeming qualities whatsoever, it goes into the file marked...
Rattlecane.
Who's also on Virgin. Today's 22nd Showcase contender, Cornelius, is...
Mr. Clean.
And where is Mr. Clean from?
Dunfermline.
Right, and what do we know of Mr. Clean?
He makes tunes from his bedroom. He says, hello, thanks very much for following me back. I make music in my bedroom, and here is my latest song. Please listen to it and let me know what you think.
All right, the first 20 seconds then of Mr. Clean's...
This song is called...
Always.
Okay, here we go, 22nd Showcase today. Well,
it really sounded like another song. I can't think what it is. That's going to really annoy me all day. But yeah, I quite liked it.
Wasn't bad. It's a little bit different, I suppose.
Considering it was made in his bedroom, yeah. I thought it sounded quite good as well.
Certainly more creative than anything that happens in your bedroom.
Well, yeah, I haven't decorated yet, so...
No, it's just that you've never... filled it with any sort of Congress. Okay. You're saying yes.
I'm saying, John, I don't like it. I think it's okay.
Okay, fine. Right, well, that's your vote. I think it was all right, too. So I'm going to say, yeah, we'll give it to Georgie Rogers. This 20-second showcase feature is just over like that, isn't it? It's just easy. Yeah. What a great way to get your new music given its first national radio airplay. Imagine that. If you go on to be a great, big, successful band or musician, right, and you say, and in years now from now, people say, where was your first airplay? And you go, on a talk radio station.
Talk radio.
On at 24 in a Tuesday afternoon. Bit weird, really.
Yeah.
Think of that. There's an angle. I mean, we've been doing this for a while and no one's achieved anything off the back of it yet, but
no,
there's still,
there's still time. Odd.
Anyway, we don't make the decision. The system does.
The system.
As well, we know. So, Cornelius.
Hi,
you're
John.
You're going to pull the lever and the system.
Wait, which lever is it?
Lever
this
there,
one or
that
this
one?
One?
That one there.
Okay.
And it decides where that will go. Here we go. Pull the lever. Georgie Rogers, that will be passed on to Georgie Rogers on Virgin Radio. She might well give it a full spin. Stupidly listening to the whole thing first, no doubt. If you are in a band or a musical group and you'd like your first ever national radio airplay to be on a talk radio station, it's not weird, then get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with
the word talk. Thank you very much. We'll do a game of band or religion next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week, they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and anytime goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Buy Michelin cross-climate tyres at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought four Michelin cross-climate tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club card points on Michelin cross-climate tyres for all year-round motoring. Blackcircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit blackcircles.com to click, fit and save.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends in 3 days. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo, £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Greater Manchester weather slip from the eastbound M56 onto the M60 has been closed again because of flooding. In Kidsgrove, in Stoke-on-Trent, the A50 is at a standstill. The Kidsgrove Road is blocked because of an accident near to Mobberley Road. Big queues on the southbound M6 towards Birmingham from junctions 12 down to 9 after earlier problems there. Routes around Birmingham city centre are pretty much a gridlock after some flash flooding. The northbound M40 is queuing because of barrier repairs near 12 for Gaydon, and Berkshire's London Bound M4 queuing towards an accident at 13 for Cheveley. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cold, flaky different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 4 o'clock soon. Sam Delaney will be here with the Sam Delaney thing that Sam Delaney does. Ahead of it, though, the news is quite complicated, isn't it? You've probably seen some of the news and you've probably been befuddled by it. I know you have, Cornelius. You've seen some of the news. Have you today? Have you seen
John,
any?
Yeah, I fell off the news.
Right?
I fell off of it. And now my leg hurts.
You've got a news scab.
Yeah, look.
Oh, look at that. You've got a... Yeah, that does look sore, actually. Oh. Were you scooting the news again? Scooting along on the news?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you need to wear the protective pads, otherwise you're going to get...
Yeah, I know.
You just get, look at that, you've got a headline.
Look, it looks so uncool.
You've got a headline fracture.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
Thanks. So, it's quite complicated, though, isn't it?
Oh, John, I
just
can't
get
my
your leg around.
I can't get my leg around it. That's good.
Good.
Yeah, nice. Two in a row. Good one.
Boom. Right, so... Tell you what, we can make the news simpler to understand, and we do it here on this programme every single weekday, and we make news simpler to understand by distilling it down to 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. That's right, the art of the medium and the form of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Man climbs display gan, tree for hours, shuts M1, it's a time of the signs.
The news in haikus. Let's give away some meat. And on the telephone balancing unit right now is a man. I'm going to assume he's a man. I may be proved wrong, but let's say he's a man who is angling to win. He's angling for meat, not fish, but meat, because it's the quiz, band or quiz, where we do give away some meat or a box of organic veg, if that's your choice. I mean, we're not racist. So he's called Ed, or she's called Ed. It's Ed. Ed's on the telephone.
Hello.
It's a man. It's a man. How are you, Ed?
I'm very well, thank you, Tom.
Great, good. So, where are you from, Ed? What do you do and where are you from?
I'm having a little bit of time off, but I'm becoming a freelance arts marketer, and I live in Bargoed, which is in the South Wales Valleys.
Bargoed?
Bargoed, B-A-R-G-O-E-D.
Oh, really? Ed Bargoed?
Shush, you're not allowed to say that yet.
Yeah, I can't say that till midnight.
No.
Good. Okay, Ed Bargoed, he's in Wales. Did you say arts marketing?
Arts marketing.
Okay, and have you done that before? Is this, are you having a little break?
No, I've been doing it for about 15 years now. So, yeah, it's marketing, you know, theatre and...
Good, very, very good.
Opera and classical music and stuff like that.
Difficult to do in the current climate of arts cuts, I would guess, Ed.
It's been a tricky few years, definitely. I mean, yeah. Yeah, when the kind of crash happened in 2008, there was a really big spike of people wanting escapism and wanting to go going out to the arts.
Yes.
So that was a really interesting time, because at the same time that was happening, the cuts were really starting to come in. So, yeah.
And is it on the up? Is it on the upswing now, Ed? Is it?
It is generally. I mean, if you look across the UK, the occupancy within performing arts is roughly around 60% for all of any type of performance. So it's pretty stable.
Good, and that's a background on arts marketing with Ed from Bargoed in Wales. Ed, do you want to win some meat?
Veg, please.
You want the veg?
The veg.
Yes,
okay, good choice. It's a box of organic veg. It could well be yours if you score highly enough. In a game of band or religion, I have a list of things here. They are either bands or religions, but you just simply have to tell me, you know, whether it's a band or a religion. That's kind of how the game sort of works.
Okay.
Good. Right, so, band or religion. Oh, you're playing against Cornelius, by the way.
Hi there, Ed.
All right.
Asprodcast is through the glass, and we'll be keeping score through the glass there, if she can be asked.
That's fine. Yeah, all right.
Right, good. Okay, here we go. Band or religion? Alphabetical order, of course. Ed versus Cornelius. Ed first. Here we go. Jafari. Jafari.
Religion.
Yes, it's Shia Islam. Very good. The Diamond Way.
I'm going to go ban.
No, it's an offshoot of Buddhism. Mm. The Diamond Way.
The Diamond Way.
The Diamond Center. Ed.
Banned.
Yes, from Texas. Good. Falun Gong. Falun Gong.
Banned.
No, it's a Chinese religion.
I meant religion.
Ahamira. Ahamira.
Religion.
No, a US band. Ahamira. 5 percenters. The 5 percenters.
Religion.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they are. That is a religion. They're an Islamic nation of God and Earth, formed in 1960.
I remember.
Church of Satan.
Banned.
Religion.
Oh.
Classified as a religion in 1969. So you're not just laughing, you're also learning. Lapdogs of Satan.
Banned.
Yes. The Nazarenes, Ed.
Religion?
Yes, they're a sect that believes Jesus was a prophet. Nazareth.
Nazareth is a city that's mentioned in the Bible, and I believe a band are named after it.
You're right. Miwok. Miwok. Ed.
Religion.
Yes, it's a Native American religion, Miwok. And also, no, never mind. Dancers of Universal Peace.
It's my go.
Yeah, it is your go. Well,
dancing, I'm going to go banned.
It's a Mediterranean religion of Sapphic origin.
Sounds very fun,
doesn't it? The Prince Philip Movement, Ed.
religion?
Yes! They are a cult on an island who genuinely believe Prince Philip to be a divine being and worship him as such.
Oh, he is.
Genuine religion.
He is.
Sabins of Haran.
Band
is a religion.
Yeah, a band religion.
No,
it's not allowed to.
It is. Pure lands.
Religion.
Indian religion is right. The perfumed garden of sensual delight.
Band
is a 15th century Arabic sex manual.
Gosh.
So, what do I get?
Well, you don't get any sex, do you? So, no points. Finally, band or religion, Ed, heathen ass worship.
Band?
It's a jazz band, is the right answer. They're genuinely a jazz band. Heathen ass worship. Right, let's go to Ass Podcast. Is she? No, she can't be bothered. I'll go to Cornelius instead. Right, Cornelius, what? All right, what are the score? Ass Podcast? Can you check the system, please?
Have we turned the system on?
Well, I'm not in charge of the system. Can you check the system?
Con, did you turn it on earlier?
No, I thought you were going to turn it on.
No.
Sorry, Ed, bear with us, because it's quite a slow system. And we've got to sort the score out. We're just checking the system. So hang on a sec. It's a very... Really sorry, Ed, it's a slow system. It'll work out the points in a minute. So.
Oh!
Yeah.
No, false alarm.
All right. Keep checking the system. It's quite a slow system.
No, I got it.
Go on!
Con got 3.
Yeah.
Ed got 7.
Hey.
Is that enough to get the organic vape? Better check the system. See if it's enough to get the organic. I mean, that's the points part of the system. Now we've got to see if that's enough to get you organic bait. Bear with the system. It's it's quite a slow system here.
I'm just trying to print it. Hang on.
Cornelius, why are you saying niab?
The system.
Okay.
High production values.
Yeah. Anyone else would do this with the sound effect, not us.
Niab.
Con, could you get it out of the printer?
Yeah.
Is it enough to win the meat?
Yes, it is!
Yeah, congratulations! It's not meat, it's vegetables, I lied. Ed, well done. You've won vegetables. You've got organic vegetables. Stay on the line. We'll take your details. You've got organic vegetables. Well done. That's Ed. In a game of band or religion, you're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Sam Delaney's coming up next. He's sitting right here. What's coming up?
So we're going to be talking about the latest Brexit polls. We've got Alistair Campbell joining us to analyse the impact that this Sun front page might have.
Mm.
You know, when they actually start using a special font that is Union Jack coloured, then you know they're serious. And the public know they're serious too, and it can actually make a difference of like 10 to 12 points in an opinion poll within an hour of it being published. As you can see, they're not pulling punches now, the Sun. But of course, people don't read papers much anymore, do they? So I wonder whether it can still have the same influence as they used to in the olden days. Remember when they did Neil Kinnock's head up like a light bulb and Labour lost the election, for example?
Well,
I wonder if this sort of thing can have the same impact.
I wonder. But also the opinion polls, as we know from the last election, are always absolutely wide of the mark, aren't they?
But they say they've learned their lessons. And that
they're asking people in a different way.
They've got a system not dissimilar to yours, I suspect. You know, Mori and Ipsos and YouGov and all the rest of them. Yeah. A clanky old system which they've been at with the WD-40 over the last 12 months. And they say that they've adjusted everything and now they do know.
Right.
But either way, the polls are so close that it's all within the margin of error and of no instruction whatsoever. However, my show, Delaney Live at Drive, will be much more forensic and reliable in its analysis of the polls and will tell you precisely what's going to happen, so stay tuned for it.
As it always is. Yeah. Right, Sam Delaney up next. We're back tomorrow on Talk Radio in the afternoons from 1 till 4. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.